Imagine that you don't feel safe. Someone is following you.
Winds up a slap shot. Rebound and they score! Another goal! We've had three goals in the first 3 minutes here of play.
As Central Nebraska takes on the colors of fall, the breeze picks up a bit, the temperature drops, and the ice forms. It's times like this when the breeze becomes the storm.
Big hit. He loses his helmet on the hit.
The Breeze 94.5 is proud to present Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Takes a big hit, leaves it for Gomez. A lot of room. Cross ice pass to Moore. He shoots and scores.
It's time for hockey in the heartland.
He's one player. Throws it in front. Chance for Lappin. Quick wrist shot.
Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. I'm Jared Shaffron, and tonight the Tri-City Storm will be going up against the Des Moines Buccaneers. The second matchup of these two squads this season right here in Kearney at the Viero Event Center. Last night, the Tri-City Storm got a big-time win, defeating the Omaha Lancers 3-2 here at home in Kearney. And it was a big-time comeback victory for the Storm. They scored two third-period goals in that game to get the win, and it was a very inspiring victory. It was very nice to see the team kind of come together without their captain, Brian Ward, who was out with an injury here for the next couple of weeks, or at least the next couple of days. We're not really sure how the injury is progressing with Brian Ward, but an injury that he's had and the Storm had to come together. They get some big-time contributions from Jared Linnell and Mike Vecchione. Linnell, in his first game back from injury this season, he put up an assist and two goals. And it was pretty unbelievable to see in his first game back that he made such a big impact. Mike Vecchione, the right winger on that line, puts up a goal and two assists. And Linnell ends up getting the game-winning goal with just a minute and 45 seconds remaining on the clock to give the Storm a 3-2 victory over Omaha. With that win, Tri-City moves up in the standings. They're tied in fourth place in the USHL's Western Conference with a 9-9-1 record. The Des Moines Buccaneers, who they face tonight, also with a 9-9-1 record. There's a three-way tie between Tri-City, Des Moines, and the Fargo Force right now in the USHL's Western Conference. We're going to take a quick break here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, and when we come back, we'll get to the complete nutrition game comparisons as well as the Applebee's Coach's Corner. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the arena box office.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Hey, Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan ticket package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save! Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan ticket package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
Welcome back inside the Viero Wireless pregame show here in Kearney, where the Storm are taking on the Des Moines Buccaneers right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Puck drop will be just after 7 o'clock tonight. The Storm looking to get their winning streak up to 5 games as they're riding a 4-game streak coming into this one. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Now let's take a look at the complete nutrition game comparisons here tonight. Once again, the Tri-City Storm, 9-9-1, a record facing here Des Moines Buccaneers, who also have a record of 9-9-1. The Storm's record at home, 4-6, as they have two in a row at home. They've defeated the Sioux City Musketeers on Wednesday, 2-1, and then last night took down the Omaha Lancers by a final score of 3-2. The Des Moines Buccaneers, the record on the road thus far, 2-5-1 for Des Moines. The power plays, Tri-City now in 16th, last place in the USHL, with a power play percentage of just 8.2%. In Des Moines, they are fifth on the power play with a power play percentage of 18.8%. The Storm, penalty killing rate of 78.9%. They're 14th in the league. Des Moines is last in the league in penalty killing, 16th. They have a penalty killing rate of 74.3%. Penalty minutes, you have contrasting top and bottom here in the penalty minutes per game department. The Storm are last in the league with just 12.7 penalty minutes per game. They've been staying out of the box very nicely. Des Moines, on the other hand, is first in the USHL, 24.8 penalty minutes per game. So obviously something's got to give here. We expect to see some physical play from both sides. Storm have two shorthanded goals this season. Des Moines has just one. The Storm, goals per game average, the last in the USHL, 2.2 goals per game. Des Moines is up at third, 3.6 goals per game. Goals against, Storm on defense have been good. They're in sixth in the league, 3.1 goals against per game. Des Moines, 3.37 goals against per game. The Storm are 4-3-1 when they score first. Des Moines is 7-3-1 when they score first. And record in one-goal games, Tri-City is 7-1-1 in one-goal games. Des Moines, 4-4-1. That's your complete nutrition game comparison. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season, Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of the Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Now let's check the Applebee's Coach's Corner, where I sat down with Josh Howgie just a few moments ago. Visit your local Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar any Wednesday for Wednesday's Family Night, featuring kids' meals for only 99 cents with any adult entree purchase. Applebee's. See you tomorrow. And I sat down with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in the Applebee's Coach's Corner before tonight's game, talking about how his team can run their winning streak to 5 here against Des Moines tonight. This is the Applebee's Coach's Corner.
Jared Shaffron sitting down with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in the Applebee's Coach's Corner before a Saturday night game with the Des Moines Buccaneers. Coach, you guys are riding high right now, winning 4 games in a row, and you're back to 500 for the first time since opening night. What's been going well right now?
I think we've just been, you know, doing the things that we're good at. I mean, taking care of the puck, playing with, you know, a high level of skill, and then, you know, we're learning how to compete in our defensive zone, and we're not taking the chances that we took earlier in the season, and it's a lot of fun to win, and I think the guys are learning that too.
Do you think there was a turning point? Obviously, you know, getting guys back from injury has helped, but do you think something for the new guys especially where, you know, there's maybe a turning point where things kind of clicked for them?
Well, I think the big thing, Dubuque was here on that Wednesday game, and we played well for the first 20 to 40 minutes where we were right in the game with them, and then we ran out of gas. But I think everybody realized, hey, if they're the team right now that everybody's striving to beat, we were out playing them for, you know, 35 minutes, and then, you know, the wheels fell off a little bit. And I just think the guys needed that confidence to know that they can play with anyone. I mean, even though we got drummed in that game a little bit for the first 40 minutes, it was very, very close, and our guys did a great job, and I think we just built off of that.
Your leader, Brian Ward, went down with an injury before yesterday's game, was unable to go yesterday, and you had Jared Linnell come back. You guys were kind of able to rally around that. Linnell scores 2 goals. You get a comeback win. Is the feeling right now very positive in the locker room?
Well, I think so. I mean, anytime you lose a player like Brian Ward, it can, you know, send shockwaves through the system, and I think it caught everybody off guard because we were expecting him to go this weekend, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the doctor said, hey, we're going to hold him out and see how he feels on Monday, and, you know, we'll see how that progresses and when he can come back. But, you know, right now it's early in the season. We got to take care of guys and make sure that no one's playing when they shouldn't be. But Jared coming in does a great job, steps right in, and I think the guys, you know, like you said, really rallied around that point. And, you know, we played hard for Brian last night. Now we got to find another reason to get up tonight, a chance to move into fourth place, chance to, you know, pass a team in the standings, which we've been, you know, we've been chasing a lot of teams here for quite some time.
Des Moines is a team that you guys have faced just once a week ago today, actually. You were able to defeat them at their place. Seemed like you guys did a pretty good job defensively, didn't allow a lot of chances. They got their couple goals late in the game. What'd you see from them the first time you faced them?
Yeah, they're a very talented hockey team. They're not afraid to take chances. They'll really try to, you know, push the pace of a game. They play a lot different than most teams in our league, and they're exciting. So I think it should be another fun game. I think you'll see an up and back game, a lot of pace, a lot of tempo, a lot of scoring chances. We're going to try to do a good job of limiting their chances, keeping pucks to the outside, and making sure that we don't turn pucks over, because if you do, they have some firepower up front.
So last night there was no penalties in the game. First of all, when's the last time you've ever seen that, where there's just no penalties?
Well, it's funny because they joke around about it at the beginning of the season, talking about a no-hitter for a referee, and you know when's it going to happen, and I've never seen it, and you know, that was the first time I'd seen an official go through the whole game and not call one. I went up to him afterwards and congratulated him on the no-hitter, and he said he actually screwed up. He should have called one on them, but he'll take it anyways. So it was interesting, and I think, you know, with us having some injuries and, you know, different guys that were coming in the lineup, is probably good for us to have a game of just all 5-on-5. And, you know, I'm sure tonight our special teams will be tested and we'll have to respond.
Yeah, you guys are the least penalized team in the USHL. Des Moines is the most penalized team in the USHL. So obviously, you know, they're averaging over 20 penalty minutes a game. You'd expect to see some special teams play. And obviously that's been something you guys have struggled with a little bit this year, but something you've been working on as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing for us that it's kind of been our Achilles heel right now. We haven't been very good on the power play. We haven't been very good on the penalty kill. But we believe we have the pieces to do that. We just need to do a better job as a staff preparing our guys and making sure they're ready to go. What it comes down to is us just tightening the screws up on those issues and, you know, making sure our guys are doing things the right way, which they will when we hold them accountable. They always respond.
Head Coach Josh Howji, thanks for joining us in the Applebee's Coach's Corner here, and good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center, where the Tri-City Storm are getting ready to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers in what is Star Wars night here at the Viero Event Center. And special intro and opening here tonight for Star Wars night as we get set to go. We'll get you the Burger King lineups tonight, presented by Burger King. Home of the Whopper, the Burger King is proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations right here in Kearney. Burger King. Have it your way. Tri-City Storm against the Buccaneers here tonight. The lineup first for the visiting team, the Des Moines Buccaneers. They'll start their third line tonight. On the left wing, it'll be number 26, Michael Marnell, who is committed to play at St. Lawrence, Huntington Station, New York native out on Long Island. Marnell, 26, playing the left wing. The center, number 9, Jack Jenkins. Jenkins from Lake Bluff, Illinois. He'll be at the center position. And number 18, Christian Lampasso, is on the right wing from Amherst, New York. Lampasso with 4 goals and an assist on the season. Defenseman Nolan Velu will be wearing number 12 and playing the left defense here tonight for Des Moines. And he'll be with Marcus Erickson, number 28 out of Michigan Tech. He'll be playing at Michigan Tech in college. He's from Sweden, Erickson. And their goaltender will be number 35, Brilli Christopoulos. Christopoulos faced the Storm a week ago tonight. He's got a record of 5-5-0 this season with a 3.23 goals against average and a 91.5% save percentage. Now the lineup for your hometown team, the Tri-City Storm. Storm will start their second line tonight. The big line from last night of Jared Linnell, Tim Bonner, and Michael Vecchione. Linnell with two goals and an assist last night in his first game back from injury, his first game for the team this season. Tim Bonner and the center position, number 19, is his number. He has scored three goals and nine assists this season. Mike Vecchione on the right wing wears number 4, and he has scored five goals and nine assists. He'll be playing his college hockey next year at Union College. The defenseman for the Storm on the left defense, it's Cutler Martin with a goal and an assist on the season from East Lansing, Michigan. And on the right defense, it's Ryan Ivey, the Plymouth, Michigan native, who has an assist this season but has been very effective since returning from an injury a few days ago. Goaltender tonight for the Tri-City Storm is Christian Fry. Fry getting the start tonight against his old team. Played for the Des Moines Buccaneers last season before being traded to Tri-City later in the season. Christian Fry wearing number 33. His record this season is 0-3-1 with a 3.98 goals against average and an 88.6% save percentage. Those are your Burger King starting lineup here tonight as the Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Now let's get you the New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, Tri-City Storm playing their second game here tonight without their captain, Brian Ward. And the Storm absolutely need to continue to get secondary scoring. Last night, Jared Linnell provided a big-time spark, coming in with 3 points, helping out with Bonner and Vecchione on that second line with Garrett Gomez injured, and Linnell was a big factor. Now it's time for other guys to step up, like Kyle Eastman, Tim Lappin, Ryan McMurphy. That third line tonight is going to be key for the Storm. Joel Esperance, another guy who has yet to score a goal this season, he's moved up to the top line playing center with Trevor Moore and Trevor Mingoya. He's going to be a guy the Storm will look to as well. On defense, the Storm, a big key for them, stay aggressive, stay physical against this physical Des Moines team. Don't shy away from contact tonight. Ryan Ivey is going to be a big part of that on the right defense here, starting with Cutler Martin. And the third thing, you got to play well in front of your goaltender. The Storm have struggled to play well in front of Christian Fry tonight. Kind of gotten some tough luck here early on this season. Johan Mattsson has been very solid as a starting goaltender in net, but now Christian Fry giving him a night off. It's going to be big for the Storm to play well in front of Fry so that they can get a win here against Des Moines. With a win against the Buccaneers, the Storm will move higher into fourth place. They'll be able to separate themselves. They're tied with Des Moines in fourth place in the standings coming into tonight. The two teams with an identical record of 9-9-1. And it should be a good one here at the Viero Event Center. We are almost ready to go as the Tri-City Storm lineup is just almost done being announced. And we will have the presentation of the national anthem right here at the Viero Event Center. During that, we're going to take a quick break on the breeze. And when we come back, we'll have the drop of the puck in the Nebraska Lottery first period. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Midway Auto Dealership says go Storm. We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck drop. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Good evening. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center. I'm Jared Schaffran, and I'll be providing the play-by-play here tonight on the Breeze of the Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers. Thanks for tuning in. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ in Hastings, your home for every Storm game, except for when your Nebraska Cornhuskers are on, and that means next weekend when Nebraska will play in the Big Ten Championship game. We'll be bumped on a classic hit 98.9, but you'll hear more about that next week as the Storm will be in Fargo. But here tonight, the Storm are hosting the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they're looking for their fifth consecutive victory. The Storm got out to a slow start this season, but they are back to the 500 mark for the first time since they started the season with a loss in Dubuque. And a lot of excitement around this team right now with Jared Linnell returning from injury. He'll be on the starting line here for the Storm tonight. The puck is dropped. Des Moines going left to right on your radio dial. The Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. As Des Moines wearing their blue uniforms, they win the puck drop. Pretty similar to the New York Rangers uniforms. Blue uniforms with red letters and numbering on the back and white trim on the bottom. Almost exact replicas of the New York Rangers uniforms with the Des Moines lettering down the front in a diagonal pattern like the Rangers have it. They move in on side of the Storm zone. Backhand shot, Christian Fry with a nice right pad save. Storm come away. They're wearing their home white uniforms with purple lettering and numbering on the back. Linnell carries the puck into the zone, takes the hit. Puck gets dumped back out to neutral ice. Nolan Glukowski has it. Swings it over to Johnny Hrabowski. Hrabowski moves it up, and Mingoya try to touch it up and move it in to the Des Moines zone, and we get a stoppage of play right in front of the Des Moines bench as the puck went out of play for a second. 19-16 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Big crowd here on hand tonight at the Viero Event Center, which is Star Wars night. Darth Vader on hand to watch this one as the Storm win the faceoff and dump it in deep to the Des Moines zone. Trevor Moore goes after it and chases. And now the Storm get a turnover. Quick shot went wide from Moore. And the goaltender tonight, Christopoulos, the Storm saw him 1 week ago beating Des Moines 3-2 last Saturday night. Hrabowski at the left point now, still possession. Russ Bronze with a shot, and Christopoulos gets it with a blocker. Now a puck gets moved around to Garrett Cockerill. Cockerill moves it out to neutral ice, and it gets dumped back in by Tri-City. As they go off on a line change, it's picked up by Martinson. Martinson, the defenseman, moves it out to neutral ice and goes too far for his intended recipient, Cockerill. Now Garrett Cecere picks it up behind his own net. Cecere banks it into neutral ice. It goes all the way down. Icing waved off as it went in on Christopoulos. He had to stick it down to his defenseman there, Durantes. Durantes back to neutral ice. Now here comes Des Moines. In on the left side. Quick shot. And Fry actually got a piece of that one there. Nice job on a save on Tanner Carty. Now a shot from Durantes was blocked. Rebound. Nice little move. Chance in front, and the pass was blocked. James Roll was the man who tried the pass. Now here comes Tim Lapin for the Storm. In onside on the left side. Lapin stops, takes a hit. Into the near side wall. Lost the puck, and now here comes Des Moines the other way. Des Moines starts out, and they move in offside. Well offside, as carrying the puck in there was Durantes. 17:46 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Teams are scoreless here at the Viero Event Center. Faced off just outside of the Storm zone, won by Des Moines. And they have the puck now in their own zone. They move it to neutral ice. Bolton dumps it in deep. Ivy first man there for the Storm. Around the far side wall, Mingoya had it caught in his skates. It gets pushed back in behind the goal line. And now Gambardella's got it. back to the top of the left point for Des Moines. They throw one towards the net. It gets deflected just wide. And now it's moved in front of the net. Ivy takes it away, and here comes Mingoya. Mingoya with some speed down the right side. Moves past one player, lost the puck. And now Des Moines goes back and gets it deep into the Storm zone. Hrabowski plays it behind the net. Hrabowski, nice little pass to Mingoya. Mingoya finds Linnell in neutral ice with a lot of space. Linnell moves in. Wrist shot gets deflected into the netting. Stoppage in play. 16:58 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Tri-City Storm. And Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless. Face off to the right now of Billy Christopoulos, the goaltender for Des Moines. Tim Bonner is on the draw against Jack Jenkins. Face off won by the Storm. Linnell with a wrist shot save by Christopoulos. Linnell with a lot of space there, but put that one into Christopoulos' chest. And a stoppage of play, 16:55 remaining in the first period. Bonner will redo the draw, this time without Axel Wemenborn. To the right of Christopoulos. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, but it gets pushed out of the zone. Hrabowski gets beat, but it's Fry who comes out of his net and swings it around to the far side, well kept in by Cockerell at the left point. Goes down low, and Hrabowski will be there in the corner. Now Linnell. Linnell on the near side wall with some space to neutralize. Just dumps it in towards the net. Goes in on the goaltender Christopoulos. Rebound picked up by Des Moines. They'll move the other way. Now out to neutral ice and a lot of speed. Moving in. Shot went wide of the net there. Shot came from Wemenborn. And now it's back to the defense. And Durantes clears it all the way down. Icing waved off. Fry puts it around the net for Cecile. Cecile gets it back to Ryan Ivy. Ivy in his own zone. Over to Trevor Moore. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Kept in by Cardi. Kicked forward by Ivy. Couldn't get out of the zone, though. Once again, Cardi brings it back in. Now L'Esperance with it. L'Esperance behind the net. Over to Cecire. Cecire. And a nice little pass out there to Mingoya. Now Trevor Moore. Moore whiffs on a shot. He actually broke his stick as he tried a wrist shot. And Cutler Martin kept in at the left point for the Storm. Ivy with a shot. Goes wide of the net. Picked up by Des Moines. And they'll come the other way. Cutler Martin comes back on defense. Cross-ice pass was blocked. And now Ivy gets it in his own zone. Here comes L'Esperance. L'Esperance settles it down to neutral ice. Leaves it off for Mingoya. In offside. Just a step offside there. L'Esperance and Mingoya would have had a good opportunity for a two-on-two. But we get a stoppage of play. 15:27 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm. And the Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here at the Viero Event Center. Just outside of the Des Moines zone is the faceoff, and it's won by the Buccaneers. Des Moines now moving the puck in their own zone. It's defenseman Erickson. They move in on side. Shot goes well wide of the net. Gambardella put it down low. Now McMurphy to Hrabowski. Hrabowski put it on the near side wall for Lappin. Lappin now neutralized. Nice pass to McMurphy. McMurphy in on side. A lot of room. Wrist shot saved by Christopoulos. Rebound comes over to Lappin. Lappin shoots that one off the backboards right to McMurphy. McMurphy tried to find Eastman. A little too far in front of him. And now Gambardella on the far side wall. Cecire gets hit. Here come the Storm. It's Eastman, and he lost it. And now Gambardella dumps it in to the near side corner. Eli May picks it up. May in front of his own net. Long cross-ice pass well ahead of Trevor Moore. That'll go down for an icing. On Tri-City, 14:36 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Des Moines are scoreless right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin, thanks for tuning in tonight. We're in the Tri-City Storm. We're going for 5 in a row, trying to move in the sole possession of fourth place in the Western Conference of the USHL. Face-off won by Des Moines in the Tri-City zone. Moving at the net, bouncing puck in front, gets cleared away by the Storm. Here comes Grant Opperman. Opperman trying to find Trevor Moore. Well, too far ahead of him. Moore wins the race and negates the icing. Now Cotton. Cotton comes in on the near side wall, gets pinned against the boards, and Trevor Moore pokes it away. Moore down low. Opperman backhand shot in front. Christopoulos makes the save. Another chance for Opperman, and Christopoulos hops on top. Didn't have full control of the puck, but the officials blow the whistle. Stopping play with 14:06 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers 0-0 in this one. Shots on goal now in favor of the Storm, 3-2. Bonner is on the faceoff right now for the Storm against the Des Moines center, Axel Wemmenborn. Sweden native, as the faceoff is won by Des Moines, and here they come and neutralizes Steph Adams. Adams gets taken off the puck as he came into the zone, picked up by Vecchione. Vecchione over to Bonner. Bonner in on side, finds Vecchione in the left circle. Shot saved by Christopoulos. It went off his glove and then maybe his helmet, and he had a lot of trouble with it. Almost went in. Fans were excited for a second, but it did not cross the line. It was loose in front for a second, and now it's back in deep in the Des Moines zone. Adams has it on the near side wall, banks it out to neutralize. Hrabowski gloves it down, and now we get a stoppage of play. They say Hrabowski closed his hand on the puck. And we get a stoppage with 13 and a half minutes remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Having trouble finding your game? Try Nebraska Lottery Scratch Game. There are so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers, in their second meeting of the season, are scoreless. In the last meeting, which was 7 days ago, the Storm got the first goal of the game with 5 minutes remaining in the second period. They went over half of the game without any goals. And this is a Des Moines team that is a very good offense. They're the third-best offensive team in the USHL this season. Storm in last place offensively, trying to improve on that mark. 13:32 remaining here in the first period. Coming out of a media timeout, the faceoff will be just beyond the blue line outside of the Des Moines zone. Faceoff won by the Buccaneers. And they move into neutral ice. Moved in onside, chance in front. It was taken off of Patrick Grasso's stick, and now here come the Storm of neutral ice. Trevor Moore, in down the right side, stops at the top of the left circle. Down low, found his man Mingoya, but Mingoya got taken off the puck, and it gets put back out to neutral ice. Bukowski. Bukowski finds Trevor Moore in neutral ice, trying to slap pass, but it got deflected. Now Johnny Hrabowski has it in his own zone. He settles it down. Cross-ice pass to Trevor Mingoya. Mingoya to the red line, dumps it in deep. Trevor Moore takes a nice hit there as the puck is moved out of the zone, and here come the Buccaneers. They move it in onside. Quick wrist shot deflected out of play. Tanner Carty, the man who took the wrist shot, and we get a stoppage of play. 12:46 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm doing battle with the Des Moines Buccaneers. No score just yet. Face off to the right of Christian Fry, has only faced two shots thus far. And it's won by the Des Moines Buccaneers. They try to find Luke Bolton in front, but he couldn't get good wood on it and had to pass it back to neutral ice and Nolan Velu. Now it's cleared all the way around by Erickson to the near side wall. Bolton had it for a second. Now McMurphy pinches it over to Sestier. Sestier banks it off the near side boards. Velu was shot, saved by by Christian Fry. Velu with a good wrist shot there. Fry able to get his glove on it, and he holds on for a stoppage in play. 12:26 remains in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. McMurphy on the draw to the left of Fry for the Storm. And again, control goes to Des Moines for a second, but Ivy able to get to it, swing it over to Cutler Martin, who starts out with Eastman. Eastman leaves it for Lappin to neutralize. He moves in onside on the right side towards the net, but the puck was well ahead of him, and it went right in on the goaltender, Christopoulos. No opportunity for the Storm there as Christopoulos just hops on top. 12-12 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Faceoff will be in the offensive zone for the Storm here to the left of Christopoulos in a scoreless game for the Des Moines Buccaneers. McMurphy on the draw now with Jack Jenkins. Jenkins gets tossed out of the circle, not happy about the official's ruling. And Michael Marnell moves in to take the draw. Marnell won it forward, and Des Moines starts into neutral ice, but it goes on Ivy's stick. Ivy dumps it in. Storm had a tag up. They were offside. Des Moines continues play. Buccaneers have the puck now. Erickson dumps it in. And now it's moved around the near sidewall, kept in at the point by Velu. Down low to Marnell. Marnell in the near side corner, fights free, but it's taken away by Ivy. Ivy stops below the goal line, and he'll hold it behind his own net 11 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're scoreless. Ivy gets the neutral ice in the red line, dumps it in deep. Valu picks it up behind his own net. Now Marnell couldn't clear the zone. Oh, yes, he does clear the zone. And Opperman picks it up for the Storm. Finds Glukowski. Glukowski back to neutral ice. Passes well ahead of Opperman to go down for an icing. Not what you want there on the breakout for the Storm. A little bit of frustration from Tri-City very early in the game here, just 10 minutes in. Scoreless game with Des Moines. Glukowski going to try to do a better job there, trying to hit his offensive players in transition without a pass. Face-off to the right of Christian Fry now in the Storm zone. Jason Cotton on the draw. Nice win. Over to Roboski. Opperman tries to chip it out of the zone. He does, right to Vecchione. Vecchione on the near side wall, carries into Des Moines zone, but takes a hit. And now the Buccaneers have it. Moving out to neutral ice. And Glukowski has it in his own zone. Over to Roboski. Roboski, nice pass to Cotton in neutral ice. Cotton gets to the red line, gets taken off the puck. Physical play there from Adams. And now Wemmenborn has it. Dave Cockerell dumps it in deep. Matson out of his net to play it. He slows it down for Cecere. Cecere over to Grant Opperman. Opperman back to Cecere. Cecere holding behind his own net. Long pass. Gets tipped in neutral ice, and now Des Moines has it. They move in on side. 2-on-1 opportunity. Big shot over the net. Wow, what an opportunity there. And the shot went over the net. And just tough for Des Moines. Daniel Elzer, the Hopewell Junction, New York native, had it on the 2-on-1 and just fired it right over the net. Christian Fry in decent position, but there was definitely some open areas to shoot at. Outside of the Storm zone here, the faceoff won by Des Moines. Durantes dumps it in deep, and definitely a bullet dodged by Tri-City there with Elzer putting it over the net. Des Moines with the puck in the Storm zone. On the near side corner now, Lesperance doing battle with Birkenbein. Now it goes down low for Tanner Carty. Carty with a goal against the Storm in the last meeting between these two teams. Lesperance takes him down, no call coming. Moves out to neutralize. It'll roll all the way down for an icing on Tri-City. Storm cannot change players here. They do have their first line on of Mingoya, Lesperance, and Trevor Moore with defenseman Cecere and Eli May. 9:54 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless. Lesperance taking the draw, able to win it against Gambardella. And Cecere had it but fell down behind his own net. Gambardella takes it away. Pass to Durantes, fans on a shot, puts it down low, kicked in front of just wide of the net and Fry. And now Trevor Moore trying to make it to neutral ice. He couldn't. Mungoya on the back check trying to pick it up. Durantes keeps it in, picked up by Cecere in his own end. Try to find Trevor Moore through neutral ice. It goes all the way down. Icing waved off. And the Storm able to take that break and get a change. Now Des Moines, once again in neutral ice. And a turnover here for the Storm. Vecchione in on side, top of the right circle. Shot low. Rebound was loose for Bonner. It does not go home. Tim Bonner overskated that rebound a little bit. Vecchione started the play off the turnover. Took an initial shot from the top of the right circle. And Bonner just could not get to that rebound. The initial shot from Vecchione, nice save by Christopoulos, came right to Bonner. And Christopoulos did a nice job with his stick there. Get it down on the ice, might have saved the goal. Storm on the faceoff, win it in the Des Moines zone. Cutler-Martin over to Ivy, shot. Gets saved by Christopoulos, saw it the last second, got it with a blocker. And now Des Moines and Nolan Valu with it behind his own zone. Nice forecheck by the Storm, they get a takeaway. Vecchione in the far side corner. Doing battle now. Over to Bonner. Chance in front. Back to Bonner. Save off the outside of the net. There as a big-time opportunity for the Storm. Sensing that they could take the lead here. It's scoreless with 8:44 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm dumped it in deep. They went off on a defensive change. But now a neutral ice. It's Eastman. Eastman over to Linnell. Linnell at the top of the left circle. Shot save with the glove there from Christopoulos. He holds on. Stoppage with 8 minutes and 31 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin on the call. McMurphy on the draw for the Storm gets tossed out of the circle. Tim Lappin will come in and take it. Lappin to the right of Christopoulos. Lost the draw. Cockrell has it. Behind his own net, he starts the other way with Elzer. Elzer in the middle, now to Wemmenborn. In onside. Adams shot saved by Christian Fry. Nice job right there, looking it into the glove. Stoppage of play with 8 minutes and 19 seconds remaining. As the Storm and the Buccaneers are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face off to the left of Christian Fry. McMurphy able to win it. Back to Cecier. Cecier had it, and now here comes Eastman. Eastman in onside. McMurphy had a hold up, but he did get in onside. Now down low, McMurphy with a big hit. And he falls down after it. Here comes Des Moines with the puck. Buccaneers and Durantes carrying it in the zone. Gets taken down by Lappin. That's going to be a penalty to Tim Lappin. Lappin with a cross check pushed him down from behind, and he'll go to the box for 2 minutes. 7:57 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm will be shorthanded when we return to the action, as that is the first penalty we've seen in a while. As last night, no penalties called between the Storm and the Omaha Lancers. Face off in the Storm zone now with Des Moines on a 2-minute power play to the right of Christian Fry. Des Moines, fifth in the league with an 18.8% power play, and the Storm 14th in the penalty kill department with a penalty killing rate of 78%. Down low for Des Moines off the faceoff win. Wemmenborn to the front. Now up to Velu at the left point. Cross-ice pass over to Martinson. Got it from Elzer now. Back to Elzer. Elzer at the top of the right circle. Down low, Wemmenborn. Chance in front. Gets swatted away by Vecchione, but kept in by the defenseman there, Martinson. Over to Elzer. Martinson now at the top of the zone. Shot towards the net. Blocked in front by his own man. Vecchione gets to the rebound, and he dumps it all the way down. 1:22 remaining in the Lappin penalty. Des Moines on the power play. 7:15 remaining in the first period. Des Moines neutralized now. Dumped in from Luke Bolton. Around the boards, Wemmenborn gets it on the near side wall. Bunch of players fighting for it. Now it's cleared all the way down by Garrett Cecier. Picked up by the goaltender, Christopoulos. And now Des Moines will settle it down with Martinson behind his net. Starting the other way, 56 seconds remaining. In the penalty, in onside. And a nice job right there by Trevor Moore. Getting to it, dumping it all the way down. 45 seconds remaining in the penalty kill. Picked up now by Erickson, who starts to play. Try to go to Velu, back to Erickson, over the red line, dumped in deep. Gambardella on the near side wall. Takes a hit from Cutler Martin. Ivy tried to swing it around for Linnell. Linnell on the far side wall now, trying to clear the zone. 23 seconds remaining in the Des Moines power play. Kept in at the left point. Cross-ice pass for Velu at the right point. Velu holding, 15 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Down low. Bolton. Bolton still with the puck. It gets deflected. Kept in, 5 seconds remaining in the power play. Velu, cross-ice pass to the left point. Shot towards the net. Fry has it. And he holds on as time expires in the power play. 5 minutes and 52 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Tri-City Storm and the Des Moines Buccaneers scoreless here at the Viero Event Center. And we'll get a media timeout here. Second one of the period. Remind you that proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 41,000 college scholarships. They've also helped save many of Nebraska wildlife habitats and have funded new facilities at the State Fair. The Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Shots on goal now in favor of the Tri-City Storm, 13-5. Storm with a big lead in shots on goal, but scoreless game right now with the Des Moines Buccaneers, two teams with an identical record coming into this one, a 9-9-1 record for either side. Both tied in fourth place in the Western Conference USHL standing. Des Moines faced the Storm last week in Des Moines, and the Storm came away with a 3-2 victory. Face-off out of the timeout to the right of Christian Fry. Face-off taken by Jack Jenkins for Des Moines. Tim Bonner will take it for the Storm. Officials are ready. Puck is down, faceoff won by Tri-City. Sestier trying to get to it behind the net. Couple of players from Des Moines pitching in and kept in there by Jenkins. Now Eli May, first man to the puck, swings it around the far side wall. Cotton trying to hold it for Bonner. Gets moved up by Sestier. Sestier falls down, picked back up by Jenkins. Jenkins to the center. Bonner slapped it away, but back onto the stick of Des Moines. And Jenkins. Jenkins into the corner to the center. A deflection and Fry to make a save. And now Sestier had it but couldn't clear. Once again, kept in right point shot from Durantes. Goes out of play. There was a deflection in front of the net. And a stoppage of play with 5:15 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers doing battle in a scoreless game. Faceoff moved outside of the Storm zone. L'Esperance will do battle with Wemmenborn on this one. As they rule, it was deflected out of play by a Des Moines player. And L'Esperance does a nice job winning the faceoff. Grabowski swings it over to Lukowski on the right side, moving into neutral ice. Lukowski at the red line gets stopped, but a second clearing attempt goes all the way down. Now it's picked up behind the Des Moines net. Storm with a forecheck here, could not get a turnover. Des Moines now into neutral ice. Pass goes all the way in front of the forward Daniel Elzer. And it's whistled for icing on the Buccaneers. 4:55 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless. Storm getting an offensive zone faceoff now to the right of Christopoulos. Fans getting loud here. They gave away some thunder sticks at the Vero Vent Center. Quick shot off the draw for Trevor Moore and a save made by Christopoulos. 4:51 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. L'Esperance will stay on for the draw. Des Moines making a change. They bring on Luke Bolton. To the right of Christopoulos, faceoff is won by L'Esperance. Moore passes over to Glukowski with a shot saved by Christopoulos. Rebound in front was loose, and Christopoulos gets on top of it. L'Esperance was the man who tried to sweep in that rebound. And we get a stoppage with 4 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Shots on goal now in favor of the Storm, 16-6, but the score is still 0-0. To the right of Christopoulos, Des Moines wins the faceoff in their own zone. They swing it around the near side, and it's cleared out to neutralize. Hrabowski, though, does a nice job getting to it, dumping it back in. High in the air, gloved down by Cockerill, and he'll start it on the near side now with his partner Martinson. Martinson lost it. Here comes Trevor Moore. Cross-ice pass to L'Esperance. Shot! Save! And it goes behind the net on the rebound. Mingoya was all alone. If there was a rebound, L'Esperance still looking for his first goal of the season. And a nice save by Christopoulos. You know, he hasn't looked great in net, but he's made all the saves that have come his way, and those have been 17 of them, as Ivy takes a big hit that time. And a good run on Tanner Carty. Puck was dumped into the Storm zone on the far side wall. Turned over. Here comes Des Moines. Quick shot. Wide of the net. Big opportunity there for Patrick Grasso. Down low, Ivy tries to move it away from a Des Moines player, but it's picked back up by the Buccaneers. Dumped down low. Ivy picks this one up to the far side wall. L'Esperance finds Mingoya. Mingoya over to Trevor Moore. Moore trying to get past his man. He does. Moore on the far side takes a big hit there from Erickson. Mingoya trying to pry it free on the far side corner. Velu is there as well. Two-a-side battle won by the Des Moines Buccaneers. And now they have it in neutral ice. Sestier, nice job sealing off his man, which was Jack Jenkins. And now McMurphy brings it in neutral ice. And Des Moines has it back on their sticks with 3 minutes and 18 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play in a scoreless game. Fry swings it around to the near side corner in the front. Fry was out of position, but he hops on top of the puck to stop play. 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Des Moines Buccaneers are scoreless right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Des Moines now on the faceoff to the left of Fry in the Storm end. Des Moines wins it. Back to Velu. Cross-ice pass to Erickson. Shot right into Fry's chest. Makes the save. 3 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the period. Nice job by Christian Fry there. As the shot came from the deep right point, the Storm zone. Face off to the right of Christian Fry. McMurphy takes it against Jenkins. Won by the Storm. Eli May behind the net. Swings it around to Lappin. Lappin carries it out of the zone and neutralized. Falls down, but it's picked up by McMurphy, who will dump it in. Not deep, though. as it's kept out by the left point. Nice hit by McMurphy. Jars the puck free. Lapping down low to Eastman. Eastman to the front. A little too fancy with it. Didn't get a shot off, as Eastman might have just wanted to shoot it a little bit quickly. And now it's dumped down into the Storm zone. Lukowski to McMurphy. McMurphy tried to swing it out. It was blocked. Another shot to Lapin. Lapin turns around with it. Runs into Eastman, who collided with him, but Eastman brings it out of the zone. Here comes Lapin. Lapin down the right side. Storm going to go off on a change. Lapin will take it down low to the goal line. Try to power move. Hrabowski comes in to help out on offense. The defenseman there doing a good job. He's still got the puck in the near side corner. Hrabowski setting things up here. Back to Lapin. Now Hrabowski at the left circle. Takes a hit into the left side boards. In the near side boards, Linnell to the net. Linnell off the side of the net. Two Des Moines players on him. It's swung around to the far side corner, and now the Buccaneers will start the other way. Banks off of a Des Moines skate, goes all the way down, icing waved off, and now another chance in front. Wemmenborn took a shot that went off the side of the net. The Storm trying to get out of the zone here. Bonner trying to chip it in neutral ice, gets stopped. Another chance here for Des Moines. Elzer had it for a second, taken away by Vecchione. Vecchione now through neutral ice, flying down the right side to Bonner. Back to Vecchione. Shot saved by Christopoulos. Rebound. Here comes Des Moines the other way. 1:30 remaining here in the first period of play, as Ivy has it on his stick in his own zone. Nice pass up to Cutler Martin. Martin crossed the red line, tries to dump in deep and goes chase, but a nice job sealing him off there by Martinson. Des Moines now bringing it out of their own zone, but it's loose and neutralized. Eli May in his own zone. And it's touched up by Des Moines' stick in the Des Moines end. Now Martinson with it. Martinson swings around the near side wall and out in neutral ice. Has some speed on the right side of the Storm zone. Pass in, shot to the wide. It goes wide of the net there for Patrick Grasso. And Grasso gets his own rebound. Puts it down low to Elzer. Under a minute remaining in the first period of play here in the Viero Event Center. Bouncing puck at the top of the zone to the front. And Fry hops on top. Eli May making sure Patrick Grasso doesn't get too close to his goaltender, Christian Fry. 40 seconds remain in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Des Moines and Tri-City scoreless here after one period, or in the first period, late in the period. No goals on the board yet. Face off to the left of Christian Fry as Tim Bonner will take it against Grasso. Face off won by the Storm. And Glukowski swings it around. And all the way out, it'll be an icing on the Tri-City Storm. 31 seconds remain in the period. Shots on goal now in favor of the Storm. 18-8. Tri-City doing a good job here tonight. But no goals on the board for either side just yet. Faceoff back to the right of Christian Fry in the Storm zone. Tim Bonner will take it against Joseph Gambardella. Gambardella tossed from the draw. Nong Lambert thought about coming in. Now it's going to be Luke Volpin. Faceoff won by the Storm. Cutler Martin. Excuse me, that was Hrabowski who cleared it around. Turned over to Des Moines. They threw it in front. Bonner did a nice job deflecting that one out of the way. Des Moines still with the puck now on the near side wall. Gambardella to the front. Got a trailer, and it was a big chest pile up. Puck was loose for a second. Here come the Storm and Linnell. 10 seconds remaining. Linnell in onside. Gets stopped. But Glukowski picks it up, shoots, and scores! Nolan Glukowski, with 5.7 seconds remaining in the first period, gives the Tri-City Storm a 1-0 lead. A broken play. Linnell brought it into the zone. He got taken off the puck. It was loose, and Glukowski sensed that there was just 5 seconds remaining in the period. He came in, he picked it up, and he didn't miss. He beat the goaltender, Billy Christopoulos, over the left shoulder. As Linnell came in, he got taken off the puck, went right to Glukowski, and he didn't waste any time. Took a quick wrist shot. Second goal of the season for Nolan Glukowski, the defenseman, and the Storm with a 1-0 lead as the last couple seconds tick off of the first period. Tri-City ends up with a big one here at the end of the first. As Nolan Glukowski finds a puck that was loose in the offensive zone and beats Christopoulos to make it 1-0 Storm. Assist will go to Jared Linnell. The guy is unstoppable lately. Linnell, the Storm have scored 4 goals since he's been back from an injury, and he's got a point on all 4 of them. He recognized with a few seconds left there that Tri-City was going to have a rush. He picked it up with about 11 seconds to go in the period, rushed it in onside, and free puck went right to Nolan Gulikowski, who beat Christopoulos. It's 1-0 Storm at the end of one here at the Viero Event Center. We're going to take a quick break right here, and we'll be back for the intermission show sponsored by Central Hydraulics. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Chaffin.
One period of play in the books here at the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead on top of the Des Moines Buccaneers on a last-second goal. Just 5 seconds left in the period when the Storm got the goal. Scored by Nolan Gulikowski, his second goal of the season. A big one for the Storm as they have a 1-0 lead after one period of play. Just one penalty in that first period. It went to Tim Lappin for cross-checking. The Storm were able to kill off that penalty, so the Storm perfect on the penalty kill, 1-for-1. Have yet to have a Century 21 power play yet. And right now, with that 1-0 lead on the Buccaneers, the Storm outshot Des Moines 19-9. In that period, and a bunch of Storm players recorded a few shots. Mike Vecchione with 3 of them. Grant Opperman registered 3 shots. Linnell with 3. Les Bronze with 2. And Trevor Moore with 2. Nolan Gulikowski was 1-for-2, scoring on his last shot there of the first period for Des Moines. Only one player with more than one shot, and that was Axel Wemmenborn. So 18 saves. For Billy Christopoulos, Christian Fry 9-for-9 in his first period here. Christian Fry looking to get his first win of the season. He started a few games and has not been victorious in any of them. Part of the reason is his defense has not played well in front of him. And the Storm defense had a good first period. Not too many opportunities. There was a big 2-on-1 opportunity. And they shot it over the net. It was Daniel Elzer who had the best chance for Des Moines thus far. He shot it over the net. Storm had a few good chances, but that last one, they recognize him. Jared Linnell, what can you say about this guy? Starts the play and takes it all the way down. Gets taken off the puck by 2 Des Moines players. Well, Nolan Gulikowski scores that goal, and he's never going to be in that position except for there's only 5 seconds left in the period. So Gulikowski realizes, well, yeah, normally he'd be trailing the play as a defenseman. However, he knows when Linnell's rushing that puck up the ice, there's not enough time left in this period for Des Moines to go back the other way. He knows this will be it. So he joins the rush, picks up a loose puck, and Johnny on the spot really beats Christopoulos over the right shoulder, and a big goal for the Storm, making it 1-0 at the end of one period of play. Glukowski's second. Linnell gets his second assist, his fourth consecutive point for the Storm since he came back last night. Linnell just on fire right now. And a big goal for the Storm. Any goal in the last minute of a period will really change the momentum going into the locker room. And smile on Nolan Glukowski's face after he scored that goal. It was pretty priceless. That's your Sadler Implement period recap here after one period of play. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now it's time for the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet trivia question of the game. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. We've got something for everyone. Valentino's, home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salad. Valentino's has what you like. Trivia question here tonight is not too hard, definitely on the easy side here for Valentino's. If you win, here you tweet the answer to this question to @TriCityStorm. You can win a bunch of different prizes. Got some Valentino's certificates, also some tickets to the next Tri-City Storm home game, which will be in December against the Sioux Falls Stampede on December 7th. Question is, when was the last time the Storm shut out an opponent? And if you can name who it was, it'll be a bonus. That's the Valentino's Italian Grand Buffet trivia question of the night. We're going to take a quick break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. When we come back, we'll look at the Midway USHL out-of-town scoreboard update and talk about some news around the league in the USHL. When we get back here on your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Everyone wants more. At Vieira Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Vieira Wireless today.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Tri-City Storm leading the Des Moines Buccaneers 1-0 here at the Viero Events Center. Storm looking to win all three games of their three-game homestand. The last time they had a three-game homestand, they dropped all three games. So really no in-between here for the Storm. Either they're hot or they're not. And right now they're hot. They've got two wins in a row at home. Four in a row overall, looking to make it five. Here with a 1-0 lead on a goal by Nolan Glukowski. Assist to Jared Linnell and add an assist to Mike Vecchione there, the second assist on that goal. Here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Once again, end of one period, we'll check out the Midway USHL scoreboard and news update. Right now, tonight, in the USHL, there are actually 8 games. Every team is in action here in the USHL. And in the second intermission, the Green Bay Gamblers and Muskegon Lumberjacks are scoreless. Muskegon is at home for that series. Green Bay won last night over the Lumberjacks. However, tonight, after 2 periods of play, we got a scoreless game. The Youngstown Phantoms, another series that is a 2-night series. Youngstown hosting Team USA for both games. Last night, Youngstown with a 6-0 victory. Tonight, Youngstown with a 2-0 victory, or excuse me, 2-0 lead over Team USA in the second intermission. Indiana with a 2-1 lead on top of the Chicago Steel after 1 period of play. Waterloo with a 3-0 lead on Cedar Rapids. Nice first period for Waterloo in Cedar Rapids, scoring 3 goals after 1 period of play. The Blackhawks with a 3-0 lead on the Rough Riders. Lincoln and Dubuque, a big matchup tonight of heavyweights in each of their divisions. It's 1-1 at the end of 1 period of play. The goals, one for Eric Scheid of Lincoln and one for Mike Smatula of Dubuque. Smatula, by the way, the guy is on fire. I mean, he's been scoring in every single game. There's only been one game of the season he's not scored a point in, and he is on fire leading the league in points. Just committed to Northeastern University a couple weeks ago, and the Huskies will be glad to have Mike Smatula, who has been connecting on all cylinders here for Dubuque. Sioux City is tied with the Omaha Lancers 1-1 after 1 period of play. Omaha last night took a tough 3-2 loss right here at the Viero Event Center to the Tri-City Storm. Storm got 2 goals in the third period to defeat the Lancers and stop the Lancers' 5-game winning streak after 1 period of play. It's 1-1 in Omaha between Sioux City and the Lancers. Matthias Cleland with the goal for Omaha. Jake Gensel with a power play goal for the Sioux City Musketeers. And Sioux Falls and Fargo tied 1-1 after 1 period of play. The Storm will be in Fargo next weekend for 2 games with the Force. Force defeated the Storm in the first meeting between those two teams. And Fargo, Des Moines, and Tri-City are the 3 teams tied in 4th place right now. So the Storm are watching the scoreboard on that one. Alex Iafallo scored a power play goal from Gabe Gertler with 17 minutes of the first period. But a minute 36 later, Sioux Falls responded with a power play goal of their own from Tony Calderon. This goes to Cody Milan. Sioux Falls and Fargo tied 1-1 after 1 period of play. A lot of games here in the USHL tonight, 8 of them, and we're going to keep you updated throughout the broadcast presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Just a few minutes remaining here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission as the Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on top of their foe tonight, the Des Moines Buccaneers. And we are going to get the second period underway very shortly. You'll hear all the action on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. But we're going to take a quick break before we start the second period. And when we come back, it'll be the drop of the puck here as they get the second frame underway. Your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead. To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
We're ready for the second period here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm of a 1-0 lead on top of the Des Moines Buccaneers on a goal by defenseman Nolan Glukowski, his second career USHL goal. Scored one a few weeks ago, and he picked one up there. Assist go to Jared Linnell, his fourth point of the season, fourth point in his first two games, as well as Mike Vecchione, who has been hot lately, but his play has been sparked by the return of his left winger, Jared Linnell. Vecchione now with 5 goals and 10 assists on the season. Team's getting back on the ice here as we're getting ready to start the second period of play. Once again, Tri-City with that 1-0 lead. They've defeated Des Moines already once this season, just the second meeting between these two Western Conference opponents here tonight. Fans doing the YMCA. Pretty good crowd on hand here at the Viero Event Center for this one. Tri-City Storm looking to get their fifth win in a row. Breeze has all your Storm action here this season. Storm will be in Fargo next weekend to take on the Force after this homestand. Then they'll be back at home to take on the Sioux Falls Stampede and the Team USA. The only meeting between the Storm and Team USA this season. It's Boy Scout night at the Viero Event Center, a 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon game. 2 weeks from tonight. Storm back on the ice here, led by goaltender Christian Fry, who was perfect in the first period. Made 9 saves, did Fry. Goaltender for Des Moines has been Billy Christopoulos. Storm have seen him both times this season. Last game against Christopoulos and Des Moines, the Storm won 3-2. Tonight with a 1-0 lead. After 20 minutes of play, team switch sides. The Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial. And Des Moines will go from right to left on your radio dial. Referees here in this game, Stephen Renault, Richard Lembo, and Tanner Nua. Same guys from last night, I believe. As Des Moines is back on the ice. And Des Moines, their road jerseys, can't say enough how much they look like the New York Rangers jerseys. They have the Des Moines down this front in a diagonal pattern. And just very similar to what the New York Rangers have. As we are ready for the second period of play, starting lines for both teams back out. Linnell, Bonner, and Vecchione with Cutler, Martin, and Ryan Ivey for the Storm. Faceoff dropped, and Des Moines wins the puck into their own zone, going from right to left on your radio dial. They dump it in deep to the Storm end. Storm with a 1-0 lead here. Starting the second period, goal by Nolan Glukowski. Storm, try it free, and now neutralizes Bonner. in on the right side. Quick shot. Gloved by the goaltender, Christopoulos. He holds on with 19:42 remaining in the second period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead and an offensive zone faceoff here. Bonner's wrist shot going wide of the net. Christopoulos is able to get it with his glove and stop play. Bonner wins the draw. Quick shot from Vecchione, deflected in front to the far side corner. Kept in by Hrabowski at the right left point. And now it is deflected. His wrister is deflected into the netting. 19:33 remains in the second period, just underway here in the middle frame. The Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm doing battle with the Des Moines Buccaneers. Bonner on the draw now with Wemmenborn. And he wins it. Just past Hrabowski, but he keeps it in the left point. Hrabowski down low to Bonner, but it got taken away from him. Kept in by Vecchione, caught by Hrabowski again, but now Des Moines gets to it, dumps it in deep. Christian Fry left it for Wemmenborn. Didn't realize it was Wemmenborn coming in. And Bonner able to get it back on his stick. A dangerous play. Christian Fry got to be more alert back there as Wemmenborn snuck in and stole the pass. Now Linnell turns it over. And a quick shot saved by Fry. And the rebound's kept in by Des Moines. Des Moines pushing here. Birkenbein was the player that took the shot. Another shot from Wemmenborn, and it hits the post. Goal light went on, but it hit the post and stayed out. Christian Fry was beat cleanly after the Storm. Turned it over again in their own zone. A little sloppy here early on in the second period of play. And now Trevor Moore with an opportunity in front. Hit it off the side of the net. Now on the near side wall, goes back out to neutralize. Sasir overskates the puck, and it's all the way back down on the backboard. Picked up by Des Moines. Birkenbein in the far side corner now. Buccaneers playing well here early on in the second period, trailing 1-0. Trevor Moore gets through in neutral ice, but Cockerill fends him off. Kept in, though, by L'Esperance. Wrist shot just goes wide. Rebound comes around to the near side wall. Sasir picks it up, keeps it in, and it's faked out of the zone by Des Moines. Sasir back in neutral ice with Eli May. May gets to the red line, dumps in deep. Out of his net comes Christopoulos. He holds it down for Cockerill. Cockerill tied up by L'Esperance. L'Esperance takes him down. And on the near side boards, he's able to get it over to Carty. Carty going the other way, clears it all the way down. No icing. Birkenbein against Cutler Martin. Swings it around for Ivy on the near side wall, kept in by Ballou. And now Ivy banks it off the near side wall, back out to neutral ice to Roll. Roll swung it over to his partner who fell down there, Tyler Durantes. Big collision with Eastman and Durantes. McMurphy comes away with it, tries to go down low, taken off the puck. Here comes Gambardella the other way with Bolton and Ballou. Bolton goes deep. And Lappin takes a big hit on the far side wall, but it's cleared out of the zone by the Storm. And now Roll has it. Roll in neutral ice. Past the red line, in onside, long cross-ice pass just behind his intended target there, as that would have been a good opportunity there. William Nong Lambert, who's been hot lately, shot from the top of the slot there from Nong Lambert, went wide. Rebound to the right point for Ballou, over to Roll, back to Ballou at the top of the right circle, whiffed on a shot, came rolling in on McMurphy. Now here comes Lappin down the right side, in onside, gets stopped near the top of the zone, gets deflected out of the zone. Now here comes Des Moines the other way. Just off a line change. Quick wrist shot saved by Christian Fry. Nice job by Fry there. Makes the save on Michael Marnell. Another chance in front for Des Moines. Goes wide. Rebound. Nice job by Glukowski and Lappin, who takes it away. Lappin, nice pass over to L'Esperance in a neutral ice. L'Esperance in onside. Down the left-hand side. Goes down low. Nice job getting past the Des Moines player. Goes down past the goal line. Cotton's got it behind the net. Cotton in the near side corner, up top to Sasir. Sasir, cross-ice pass to May. Shot near the net. Rebound was loose. A couple players jamming at it. That was Grant Opperman. And Christopoulos covers up. Opperman getting in that dirty area right there. 16:11 remaining in the second period of play. 1-0 in favor of the Tri-City Storm as we look at the replay here in the arena. Opperman was right in the right position there. Christopoulos is having some trouble. But he was able to hop on top. Kevin Kerr steps onto the ice for his first shift of the night. Affiliate league player who's committed to Penn State for the Storm. Playing defense with Garrett Sasir here. Cotton, L'Esperance, and Opperman are the forwards. And Des Moines head coach discussing something with the officials, not happy with one of I don't know with what he's unhappy with. But John Roger, talking to the officials, is now the Storm able to win the draw, but it goes all the way down into the Storm end to Sear. Nice little move to get away from a player. And now here comes Lesperon. Lesperon with some speed. Just dumps it in and goes off on a line change. As Opperman has it in the far side wall over Cotton. Cotton back to Opperman off his skate. Opperman with some space. Shot towards the net. Gets deflected wide by Bonner. Bonner now in the near side corner. Bonner holding. Down low for Opperman. Opperman behind the net. Wraparound chance. Pops up in front. Picked up by Cutler Martin. Keeps it in. Too far away from any Storm players, though, and Des Moines clears it out of the zone. 15:25 remaining in the second period. Cotton takes a hit. Bonner trying to get it back on his stick here. Dangerous opportunity, but now Cutler Martin settles it down. And his pass gets deflected towards the front of the net in the Storm zone, taken right back by Bonner. Storm dangerous plays here in their own zone. Ivy banks it off the backboards over to Cutler Martin. Martin tries to hit Opperman, Vecchione neutralized. But it's taken away. Here comes Des Moines. Birkenbein down the right side. Shot saved by Christian Fry. And he hangs on. 14:57 remaining in the second period of play. The Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead on a goal by Nolan Glukowski with just 5 seconds left in the first period. Storm go on a line change here with a defensive zone faceoff to the left of Christian Fry. Lesperance, Moore, and Mingoya on the ice with Rabowski and Glukowski for Tri-City. Faceoff will be Lesperance against Grasso. Faceoff won by Des Moines. And the right point, deflection in front as the shot came through. Fry makes another save. Puck goes behind the net. Here comes Glukowski. Pass to Moore off his skates. Couldn't handle it. Back to neutral ice. Rabowski has it. Try to find Mingoya through neutral ice. It goes all the way down for an icing. Stoppage of play, 14:39 remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. 21 shots on goal for Tri-City already, not even halfway through this game. Des Moines has 14 shots on net. Christian Fry saved all of them. Face-off now to Fry's left. Lesperance on the draw for the Storm. And it's one forward by Tri-City. Moore tried to sweep it out of the zone, and he did. Nice job by Trevor Moore. Now it's moved by Tanner Carty back to the red line and dumped in deep. Nolan Glukowski with it behind his own net. Glukowski gets taken off the puck. Grasso had it for a second, but now taken away by Moore. Now Mingoya tried to leave it for Lesperance, the trailer. He gets taken off the puck. Birkenbein comes back in with 2-on-1. Birkenbein to the center. Nice job by Rabowski. Breaking that play up. Johnny Rabowski. And now it squirts all the way out to the Des Moines end. Lesperance hustling down there. He'll go off on a line change. Still with the puck now for Des Moines. It's Erickson. Swings it around to Roll. Roll tried to move it out of the zone. Moore got to it. Tried a backhand pass over to Vecchione. And now Des Moines settles down behind their own net. Roll swings it around the far side board. And Birkenbein has it just outside the neutral ice. Now he gives it over to Sear. Sear lost. Here comes Gambardella in onside down the right side. Fry out of his net. Sear. Sear leaves it off for Eli May. Eli May, cross-ice pass into the skates of a few players. Linnell able to settle it down for Bonner. Bonner with a great pass to Vecchione in front. He shoots. He gets taken down. A penalty coming. Save was made by Christopoulos. Boy, Vecchione with a big opportunity. We'll have a Century 21 Storm power play in just a few moments here. As, boy, you know, what a pass right there to set up that play to Vecchione. And give credit to Christopoulos. He makes the play on the save. Because Vecchione was in. I thought he was going to be able to put it home. But the Storm go on the Century 21 power play here. And Willem Nong-Lambert takes the penalty. Century 21 power play for the Storm. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hand or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Storm with a 1-0 lead here, 13:19 remaining in the second period of play, and they'll have their first power play of the game. Willem Nong-Lambert is in the box. Bonner on the draw against Gambardella. Wins it. Back to Hrabowski at the right point. Mingoy at the left point here. New look for the Storm. Down low for L'Esperance. First power play of the weekend for the Storm, as they had none last night. Hrabowski back to Mingoy. Finds Bonner at the right circle to the front. And Laffin and L'Esperance were the men in the front there. Couldn't get their sticks on it. Des Moines will clear all the way down. Nong-Lambert for high sticking is the call at 6:41 of the second period. Now, Bonner gets past the Des Moines player who dove to try to stop him. Bonner in on side on the left side. Goes down low behind the net. Now to the near side boards. Hrabowski banked off his skate, but Trevor Mingoya keeps it in Storm possession. Bonner with a quick shot. Score! Tim Bonner puts the Storm up 2-0. A power play goal. And the Storm have a two-goal advantage. Get their first power play goal in some time. Tim Bonner, a lot of excitement on the bench as he had a lot of time at the top of the right circle and he roofed it over the goaltender, Billy Christopoulos. Bonner from Mingoya and Rabas. Here as we get a look at the replay, Bonner took it all the way. Went behind the net, moved it back up top. Mingoya and Hrabowski played pitch and catch at the point. Bonner, with a lot of room, unleashed a wrist shot. Laffin with the screen in front. Laffin really makes that play with the screen in front. And Christopoulos couldn't find it. Storm have 2-0 lead with 12:38 remaining in the second period. Faceoff won by McMurphy. Went forward and finally taking off the puck, but he got pretty close there in the slot of the Des Moines zone. He gets banked all the way down into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr on now. Banks it off the back wall to Sestier. Sestier off the far side wall to Laffin. Laffin with some speed. Moves in with McMurphy onside. McMurphy with a shot just high of the net. Rebound bounces in front. Christopoulos couldn't find it. It was still loose. And now here comes Des Moines the other way on the back check. Laffin trying to take Martinson off the puck. Actually, that was Marnell. And now on the far side wall, Laffin throws his body around there. But a nice move by Des Moines. They still have the puck. Chance in front. Big move. Fry with the right pad save. Another chance goes wide. Christian Fry stayed in there after a nice deep move and made the save. Laffin back in onside on the far side board to McMurphy. McMurphy back to Laffin. Laffin tries a deke move, but it gets taken away there by Lampasso. And now Lampasso carrying it down the ice into the Storm zone on the right side. Cutler Martin, nice job right there. Lampasso loses an edge. Martin took it away for a second, but now a big shot for Cockrell blocked in front. Nice job by Ivy with a block shot. Ryan Ivy, one of the best shot blockers on this Storm team. As Laffin comes away with the puck, and he moves it to Cutler Martin to find Mingoya. Mingoya moves it up for Laffin, who desperately needs a change. Trevor Moore comes down the ice. Banco, L'Esperance turned it over. Moore in front. Mingoya has a swap at it, and it went wide. Now Moore, another forechecking opportunity, takes it away. Here's Mingoya. Mingoya on the near side wall. Try to go down low. It's taken away by Velu. Velu now in the neutral ice for Des Moines. 10:52 remaining in the second period. Storm of the 2-0 lead. Here comes Mingoya and Moore. They had a chance for a rush, but it was tipped away. Nice defensive play by Cockrell. Now the Storm create a turnover. Mingoya shot. Save. Rebound. Score. It's Joel L'Esperance. His first goal as a member of the Tri-City Storm in this season. And L'Esperance gives it a 3-0 lead. Got the pass from Mingoya. Mingoya started the play at Storm. This first line with some great forechecking. They get a couple turnovers, and that time the shot came from Mingoya. L'Esperance right in front tipped it home. Joel L'Esperance finally gets a goal. We're going to have a timeout for the Des Moines Buccaneers. They want to talk things over. Coach John Roger not happy here with his team trailing 3-0. Mingoya picks up another assist, his fifth of the season. And the Storm getting offensive zone turnovers. That has been their MO the last few weeks. In all of these wins, they have been striving for the forecheck to commit and do some good work getting turnovers. That is exactly what they've done here tonight. That first line of Trevor Moore, Mingoya, and L'Esperance taking a puck away. Joel L'Esperance off the first shot from Mingoya. Christopoulos made the save. It was loose in the crease. L'Esperance snuck in there and tipped it in. His first goal of the season. He's been waiting for that one for a while, the Michigan Tech commit. And Tri-City with a 3-0 lead, 10:37 remaining now in the second period. Storm have 2 second period goals, and they lead 3-0. Des Moines with the win off the faceoff, but here comes the Storm the other way. They had it for a turnover, but now Des Moines gets it back. Down low, Grasso in the near side wall. Trying to cycle. Down low. Eli May pins his man into the board. Grasso on the far side now with Cecere. Cecere doing a good job as the puck gets swung around to the near side. And now Opperman on the far side. Des Moines with a good shift here after the goal and after the timeout by head coach John Roger, trying to get something going here for Des Moines. McMurphy stick handling out of the zone to the left to Cotton. Now Cotton to Opperman. Opperman dumps in. Goes in deep. Chasing it. Cotton does a nice job on the forecheck. Turns it over to Ivy. Quick shot save there by the goaltender, Christopoulos. And it's cleared all the way down to the Storm end. Cutler Martin behind the net. Gets tipped. Now out of the zone. For Bonner. Bonner, nice cross-size pass to Vecchione. A lot of room on the right side. Vecchione towards the net. Couldn't get a good read on it there, and Christopoulos came out of the net to play it. Now here comes Des Moines. Vecchione with a nice hit, but Gambardella moves it up to Volton, and now Nong Lambert in on side. Taken down. Here comes the Storm again. Bonner, nice little read to Vecchione. Vecchione in on side. Wrist shot saved by Christopoulos. Rebound to Linnell. Linnell on the far side wall, tried to put it down low to Bonner. Skipped under his stick. Picked up by Erickson. And he moves it up to Volton. Long cross-ice pass to Nong Lambert. In on the right side with Gambardella. Lukowski and Gambardella. Gambardella goes spilling into the boards. And Lukowski takes the puck away. Lukowski over to Mingoya. Mingoya in on side on the right side. Moves in to the center. And it gets tipped away. Here comes Des Moines. It's a breakaway. Breakaway for Jenkins. Jenkins in on Fry. Fry poke checks away. Rebound. It's cleared away. The net comes off its head. Trevor Moore on the back check. After Fry got his stick out to poke check the first opportunity away, the rebound was in front, and Trevor Moore negated that one, diving in front. Jenkins had the poke check, and then another sliding Des Moines player got taken down. He went plowing into the net. And if the Storm should get a face-off outside the zone here after Des Moines player took off the net, but the Storm will be happy either way with a 3-0 lead. Fans getting loud here in the Viero Event Center with their team leading 3-0, 8:22 remaining in the second period right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off won by Des Moines. Quick shot towards the net. Fry makes a save. Fry makes another save. And now it gets put around in the near side corner. McMurphy up to Eastman on the far side wall. Eastman couldn't get control of it. Kevin Kerr, nice little move back to Cecere. Cecere up to the near side. Now another shot. Fry with the right pad save. Eastman out of the far side corner. Now Cecere. Another good shift here for Des Moines, as they've had a couple opportunities, including a breakaway for Jenkins. Another shot towards Fry from Jenkins. Fry makes the save and holds on. 7:45 remaining in the second period of play here at the Viero Event Center. Storm with a 3-0 lead. They've gotten 2 second period goals. First one came a few minutes in at 7:22 from Tim Bonner on the power play, and then Joel L'Esperance at 9:19 from Trevor Mingoya. Storm win the faceoff. Moore trying to clear it out of the zone. He couldn't. Battle for it on the blue line, kept in by Des Moines, but goes right on the stick of Ivy, banks it off the boards and all the way down. Icing waved off as Roll gets to it. Roll moves it for his teammate Wemmenborn, who puts it behind the net. Mingoya on the forecheck there, and he almost turned it over. Storm had a tag up. It was offside. Des Moines continues to keep the play going as Roll makes an outlet pass Now moving down on side is Adams. And a nice hit there from Ivy. Ivy, another nice hit. Ivy just demolishing two Des Moines players. And now the Storm come away with a Cutler. Martin flipped it to neutralize. Martin now into the zone. Dumps it in deep around the boards. The near side wall. Bonner moves it ahead for Cotton. Cotton in the near side corner. Stops. And a good job by Valu taking him off the puck. Elzer dumps it all the way down. Fry bats it down for Hrabowski. And now a neutral ice. Loose puck. And the Storm almost had a turnover. Cotton backhands it ahead for Opperman. Opperman shot. Save Christopoulos. They had Bonner on the other side looking for a rebound, but it went into the corner. Here comes Des Moines. 4-on-2 if they hurry. Storm got to get back in on play. And Cardi comes in outside, stops at the left circle. Nice job by the Storm. His shot came through, and Hrabowski got in front of it. Now Des Moines, still with the puck here. 6 minutes remaining in the second period. Storm with a 3-0 lead. They air it out of the zone. Gloved down by the defenseman, Eric Martinson. He dumps it back in right as a shot on Fry. He makes the save, gets it to Glukowski, who banks it off the boards all the way down. Icing waved off as it was touched and neutralized. 5:52 remaining in the second period of play. Storm with a 3-0 lead. Des Moines with the puck, moving through neutral ice. And it's banked all the way down into the Storm zone by Grasso. Sasir with the puck, banks it back for Eastman, left off for May. May, nice little move, up to Lappin. Lappin, cross-ice pass, trying to find McMurphy, taken away by Des Moines. Cockerell trying to play it up to Nong-Lambert. And now Eastman has it in the Storm zone. Eastman, little outlet pass to Sasir. Almost overskated it, but got it to Lappin in neutral ice. Cockerell stops him there, and here comes Des Moines. Bolton, in down the right side. Shot deflected wide of the net. Bounces around for Eastman on the near side boards. Eastman up to McMurphy. McMurphy, nice little pass to Tim Lappin, and Lappin dumps it in deep into the near side corner. 5 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in the second period. As Des Moines has the puck, they move it out to neutral ice. All the way down to the Storm zone, picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr, nice pass to Mingoya, neutral ice. Mingoya trying to get around Cockerell. He was stopped there. Picked up by the defenseman Roll. Roll on Lesperance. Lesperance plows him into the boards. Picked up by Des Moines. Gambardella tried to outlet pass. Tipped away by Cutler Martin. Now Mingoya gets it onside. Mingoya tried to get past the man. Lesperance is now on the forecheck. Creates a turnover almost. And now Cockerell gets it back on his stick. Roll. Cross-ice pass back out to neutral ice. Hops over Hrabowski's stick. Fry, way out of his net to play it, puts it around to Kevin Kerr. Kerr in the near side corner. Finds Bonner. Bonner will skate to neutral ice. Over to Trevor Moore. Moore couldn't get it too far. Now it's taken away by Lampasso. They go in onside. Jenkins at the top of the left circle. Nice job by Vecchione to dive and block that cross-ice pass. Out of the zone it comes. Des Moines recoups in their own zone. Jenkins, his pass blocked by Linnell, but it gets to neutral ice. Lampasso now moves in onside. And a quick spin move shot on Fry. Nice save by Christian Fry on Marnell. Picked up at the right point now. Durantes, little drag move. Gets past Linnell. Down low. Behind the net. Lampasso finds Marnell. Off the back of the net. Now Hrabowski tries to get in on it. He pins his man into the board. As it's still loose down low, and Hrabowski picks it up. Hrabowski now moving out in front of the Storm zone. Linnell played it into the Des Moines end, but Valu picked it up. Vecchione on the forecheck. Valu comes from behind his own net with some speed and neutral ice. Valu down the far side wall. Down low. Backhand shot goes wide of the net. Valu plays it in front. Shot save, Fry. Big shot there from Axel Wemmenborn. And Fry was there to make the save. Fry is perfect here tonight. 23 saves. The Storm have outshot Des Moines 30-23 as we get a stoppage of play and a media timeout here later on in the second period right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Tri-City Storm with a 3-0 lead on top of the Des Moines Buccaneers. Two goals here in the second period. One from Tim Bonner on the power play. One from Joel Lesperance. As the Storm have struggled on the power play, getting that goal was really important, I think, for the Storm on the power play. Des Moines is last place in the USHL in penalty killing, and that was so huge for the Storm to capitalize on that. They were unable to capitalize on it, against Des Moines the last time these two teams met. Storm had a 3-0 lead on Des Moines the last time they played Des Moines a week ago. And Des Moines came back with two third-period goals to make it 3-2. However, Tri-City held them off, and they won that one 3-2. They come out of the timeout, 3 minutes and 3 seconds left in the second period. Storm, defensive zone faceoff. McMurphy will take it here against Seth Adams. Faceoff won by Des Moines. Cockrell with a shot gets deflected wide of the net. And now out in front, puck skipped over the stick of Adams. Now down low. Big chance in front. Wemmenbord tried to find Elzer, and he couldn't get it on his stick. Now Cockrell down low. Gets it back on the right circle. Shot towards the net. Gets blocked. And here come the Storm. McMurphy, nice outlet pass over to Lappin. Lappin leaves it for Opperman. In onside down the right side. Opperman with a shot saved by Christopoulos. Rebound to May. May towards the net. And another shot saved by Christopoulos as it goes all the way down for Lappin. Lappin now on the far side wall. Towards the center. Gets taken down. Here come Des Moines the other way. With a 3-on-2 if they want it. Wemmenborn gets stopped by Kevin Kerr. Nicely out of the zone. Cockrell puts it back in. 2:15 remaining here in the second period at the Viero Event Center. Nice shot by the Storm. Lesbron deflects one in deep. Now around the near side wall. Trevor Moore on a bouncing puck. Couldn't hold it in. And here comes the Des Moines Buccaneers. Cardi. Nice spin move on the left circle. Shot. Christian Fry makes the save. Fry able to get up and save that one. A nice move by Cardi. Now here comes Trevor Moore with a rolling puck. Two-on-one opportunity. Moore stops at the right circle. Wait, shot in front. Saved by Christopoulos. Les Bronce was there for the rebound, but it bounced away from him. Mingoya, great job calming it down, keeping it in. Shot another shot towards Christopoulos. He makes the save. Les Bronce on the far side now. Les Bronce had it. Was taken away from him. Mingoya diving. Keeps the puck in. Tried to hand pass it. It was deflected out of the zone by Des Moines. Now here come the Buccaneers. 1:25 remaining in the second period. Trying to get something on the board. Late in the second period, Des Moines trailing 3-0. Nice job by Sasir. Playing it out of the zone, working in a battle on the near side. And now, puck banks off of Eli May's helmet. Out of the zone, Eli May. Give a smile after that one. He seems okay. 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining in the second period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm have a 3-0 lead on Des Moines, outshooting the Buccaneers 34-24. Face off in their own zone to the left of Christian Fry. Won by the Storm. Eli May swings around the near side boards. Vecchione trying to chip it out. Kept in for a second, but now here come the Storm. It's Bonner in onside, whiffed on a pass, taken off by Cockrell. Nice job by Garrett Cockrell. And now a hit from Linnell on Nong Lambert. Down low to Cockerill. 51 seconds remaining in the period. Storm with a turnover. Vecchione overskated it. Left it for Bonner. And it's played back out to neutral ice. Kevin Kerr picks it up. Kerr cross-ice pass to Cutler Martin. Martin to Bonner. Leaves it for Vecchione in onside. Shot was blocked by Velu. Now into the near side corner. 32 seconds remaining in the period. Bonner towards the front to Linnell. Gets pushed back to Velu. Velu, with Bonner on him, leaves it for Cockrell. Now Linnell comes in to try to take it away. Cockrell outlet pass, out of the zone. Cutler Martin has it neutralized. And McMurphy left it for Linnell, back in onside. And it kept in, shot towards the net with 10 seconds remaining. Another chance in front. Des Moines lifts it, almost out of the zone. Kerr settles it down, shot saved by Christopoulos. And now behind the play, Eastman slowly getting up. And that's it for the period as Rovosky takes one last shot on net. Eastman grabbing at his neck at the end of the period here in discomfort, looking for blood. He must have gotten hit in his head area. As the period comes to an end, the Tri-City Storm in control of this one after two periods of play with a 3-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few minutes. The Tri-City Storm, a 3-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers on your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Storm fans, you can out- Now bring the exciting action of Storm Hockey to Tri-City area charities and nonprofit organizations. To participate, donate unused or pre-purchased tickets to the Viero Event Center box office. The Storm then match your donation to maximize your generosity. All donated tickets will be distributed to various nonprofit organizations and charities so those who may not otherwise have an opportunity can witness the thrill that is Storm Hockey. Find out more about Storm tickets for charity. Visit stormhockey.com or call the box office 308-338-8011.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jarrett Shacklin.
Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers after 40 minutes of play here at the Viero Event Center. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And for the second intermission report here tonight, I am joined by a good friend of mine here, a Viero Event Center employee in the video production department, Adam McLaughlin. Thanks for joining us, Adam.
Hey, feels good to be on. Thank you.
Absolutely. In the Storm with a 3-0 lead. And Adam, obviously, you know, here every day.
Yeah.
We talk about the Storm team, and this is exactly what you hope for. If you're a Storm fan, you got a 3-0 lead. Your goaltender, who is your backup, Christian Fry, is playing exceptionally well in net. You're getting to loose pucks. You're winning battles, and the forechecking has been great. They've caused a lot of turnovers.
Absolutely. I mean, you add Linnell to the lineup last night, and look what he brings. I mean, did you really expect this out of him? Probably not the immediate impact that he's brought in, you know, his first two games of the year. He's been fantastic. I mean, he's already got an assist tonight. And you know, I was going to mention, you look at the scoreboard right now, 3-0 Storm. And so far on the year, you're looking at these two teams and comparing them, Des Moines is a goal-scoring team. I did a little homework coming here, but they have 24 more goals on the year than us at this point, okay? And look at the scoreboard right now. We're out-shooting them. They are more of an offensive team than we are, but, I mean, at this point, we're playing great. And Christian, I mean, this is his old team. I mean, way to show some, you know, come back and you know, get some, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Revenge on his old team, right? They trade him away.
Absolutely.
And now he's getting his chance to play against them here and didn't get much opportunity to play last season.
He had a breakaway goal down there. That was fantastic.
Yeah, he poked, checked that play away. It was a nice job coming out with the stick to get the puck away. And then Trevor Moore came in on the back check and was able to take that puck away.
I'll say this, too. Now, remind me on the Des Moines score last night. They won
7-3 against Indiana.
So 7-3, they wasted all their offense last night. Coming into this, or maybe they're a little bit, you know, dry on offense.
Hey,
if
you look at the statistics, at the standings, I should say, Indiana also not the best opponent. So maybe you look and you say, hey, Indiana, they have had trouble on defense. The Storm defense, they're one of the best defenses in the league coming into tonight. The Tri-City Storm are actually ranked 6th in the Viero Event Center on defense. They only allow 3.1 goals per game. Des Moines is 10th on defense. They allow 3.3 goals per game. The big key with Des Moines, when you look at them statistically, they're 16th in the league in penalty kill, 74%. What do the Storm do? They get a power play goal on their only opportunity. That's something that the Storm struggled with. They're 16%. They're 16th with an 8.2% power play opportunity. Percentage. So,
yeah, see, like I said, this night it seems backwards, right? Because shots on goal you'd think would be the opposite way.
Yep.
I mean, but once again, this is and these teams are pretty even record-wise, both 9-9-1
exactly.
Coming in. But, I mean, Tri-City being hot right now, and it shows on the ice. I mean, we're playing as well as we've played, you know, the last four games, coming in with a four-game streak. So,
forgetting about the stats, if you look at these two teams matching up the first time they played, Adam, Storm had a 3-0 lead on Des Moines, and Des Moines able to score two late goals in the third
period.
That was 7 days ago, last Saturday in Des Moines. So it was really a similar situation, except for in that game, it took the Storm all the way until the end of the second period to put one on the board. It was 0-0 until 5 minutes were left in the second period when Mike Vecchione got one. And now you see tonight the Storm got an early goal, and when you get one with 5 seconds left in a period, that really helps you.
I wouldn't say that was necessarily an early goal for the Storm. It was still a period one goal, but it shows that when we get on the board first, as Vecchione did last weekend, getting us on the board in those first two road games, I mean, we seem to, you know, have a little bit of better flow going on throughout the game when we're on the board first, 1-0.
So the stat that I've been falling in love with is that the Storm are 7-1-1 in one-goal games this season. So when it gets close, they're coming out as the winner, and that's been something that I've talked with head coach Josh Howji about, how, you know, that's great that your team can, you know, they don't have trouble buckling down late in games. You look at last night against Omaha. You're trailing by one in the third period. You shut them down in the third period. No goals allowed in the third, and you're able to get a late one to get a win with a minute 45 seconds left. And obviously Jared Linnell came up huge on that, but the whole team to be able to shut down that Omaha offense late in the game and get back and then win it, it's been pretty remarkable.
Especially as hot as that offense was for Omaha going into that game last night. So
yeah, I mean, they had won 5 consecutive games coming into it. Des Moines has been hot. I mean, Des Moines, a team that they started off like the Storm, under 500.
Yep.
They've won a few big games the last couple weeks, and both times the Storm have seen them now, they've taken control of the game.
I mean, you see both these teams tonight on the ice, and this is a fantastic game here at the Viero Event Center, but these teams look pretty even, but I mean, I would say that the Storm just have a little bit of better flow to the team right now. We're just, I don't know, just
this
offensively,
captain,
we're clicking.
Without their captain,
exactly.
With Ryan Ward
and
missing.
Wardo's not out there, and I mean, and Linnell's filling his spot fantastic the last two nights. I mean, talk about picking up, you know, the slack there that, you know.
Yeah, not to mention Garrett Gomez out of the lineup, and that's who Linnell's filling in for in that line.
I mean, do we need to talk about who we haven't been without the whole year?
The excuses have been made plenty of times as to who the Storm were missing and what was going wrong, but right now they're getting healthy, they're getting some guys back, and they've got a 3-0 lead here on Des Moines.
I want to point this out, 35 shots on goal through two periods.
If the Storm continue at that pace, it'll clearly be their highest total of shots on goal by far this season.
Yeah, and you've seen them a little more than me, obviously, being on the road, but have you seen, you know, triple, 30-plus shots on goal after
no.
the second period?
No,
I mean, this is an offense that, I mean,
they're throwing everything at Christopoulos. I think, you look at Christopoulos' statistics coming in, he doesn't have great numbers, 3.23 goals against average, a good save percentage of 91.5%, but if you're the Storm, you got to throw everything at him. And I think they learned that a week ago, that, you know what, he can make some good saves. He's a good goaltender, but if you throw everything at the net, you're going to get lucky. And you saw it with that Trevor Mingoia shot. Mm-hmm. Puck's loose in the crease. Joel Esperance just got to tap it in. That's exactly what the Storm are looking for here when they throw pucks towards the net.
Yeah, and you would think that Des Moines would come out in a third period, and that's going to be their goal, you know, just throw whatever they can get at Ned, and you know we'll see what Fry can do. But he's 24 out of 24 at this point on saves, and I feel comfy with 3-0 lead.
I don't blame you here, as the Storm has done well on defense in the third period this season. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Adam McLaughlin, thanks for joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
It was a good time. We'll do it again, okay?
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. When we come back, we'll have a quick check of the Midway Out-of-Town USHL scoreboard, as well as the answer to Valentino's Italian Grand Buffet trivia question of the game, right here on the Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Jared Schaffran with you here. We'll take a check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. A lot of games tonight in the USHL. There's actually 8 of them. We'll run through the scores really quickly here. Muskegon with a 1-0 lead on top of Green Bay. Actually, that's over in overtime. The Muskegon Lumberjacks with a 1-0 lead, in danger of a 0-0 game going to a shootout. Muskegon gets the game-winning goal. Youngstown defeats Team USA 3-0. That's a final. In the second intermission, Chicago is on top of the Indiana Ice 4-3. Waterloo has a 5-2 lead over Cedar Rapids in the second period with a 3 minutes and 18 seconds remaining. In the second, Waterloo with a 5-2 lead over the Rough Riders. Dubuque with a 3-2 lead on top of the Lincoln Stars in the second intermission. Sioux City and Omaha are tied 2-2 in the second intermission as well. Sioux Falls and Fargo tied 2-2. In the second intermission. A lot going on around the USHL tonight, and there will be some movement in the standings, but headed into the night, just give you a rundown of the standings. Sioux Falls tied atop the Western Conference with Waterloo, 26 points apiece. Lincoln with 23 points. Tri-City, Des Moines, and Fargo each with 19 points to Omaha, 1 point behind them with 18, and Sioux City in eighth place with 9 points. In the Eastern Conference, Dubuque with 31. Muskegon has 25 in second place. Green Bay in third place. They've been hot lately with 21 points. Chicago with 19 points is in fourth place. Youngstown and Cedar Rapids tied in fifth with 16 points. Indiana in seventh with 13 points, and Team USA in eighth with 11 points. We got one more break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report before we get to the third period of play. Tri-City Storm with a 3-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful seasoned crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The music you love, the times you remember, the show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Your Tri-City Storm now into the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5.
Third period here at the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers, 20 minutes away from their fifth consecutive victory and their third straight win at home. Real quick before we start the third period, the answer to the Valentino's Italian Grand Buffet trivia question of the game here tonight. The question was, when was the last time the Storm shut out an opponent? And who was the opponent? And the correct answer was the Omaha Lancers. Just a few weeks ago on October 26th, the Storm shut out Omaha 3-0. It was Johan Mattsson in net in the opening of the Ralston Arena. The Storm, as their only shutout win of the season, they got a 3-0 lead over Des Moines right now, 20 minutes away from a shutout. But we still have plenty of time left to play here. As we're ready to go in the third period, teams switch sides. The Storm will go from right to left. On your radio dial, Des Moines will go from left to right. Storm with that starting line of Bonner, Linnell, and Vecchione, Cutler, Martin, and Ryan Ivey. Puck is dropped, and Des Moines wins the faceoff. They get to it in their own zone. Cross-ice pass off the far side wall. Now it's banked off in the neutral ice. Ivey bats it in deep. Storm tag up. And now Des Moines has it on the far side wall. Another long cross-ice pass over to Velu. Now Velu holds up behind his own net. Velu leaves it there for Jenkins. Jenkins moving through neutral ice now. In onside, dumped in deep into the near side corner. Cutler Martin played it up for Linnell. Linnell left it for Bonner. Here comes Bonner with a lot of speed. Bonner, cross-ice pass to Vecchione, deflected. And now onto the stick of the goaltender, Christopoulos. And kept in by Linnell. Linnell on the far side towards Vecchione in the front. He shoots. Big save by Christopoulos with the left pad. Vecchione with a nice job and Christopoulos was there with the left pad. Another chance for McMurphy. Shot was blocked. McMurphy on the far side wall. Looking to continue the play. Puts it down low for Opperman. Opperman leaves it off there for Eastman. Back to Opperman. Opperman got his first goal of the season against Des Moines last week. And it gets back on Eastman's stick. Now a penalty. It'll be on the Storm as the stick of a Des Moines player was knocked out of his hands. It looks like it'll be a penalty over to... I thought it was Kyle Eastman. And it'll be Ryan McMurphy who heads to the box. McMurphy to the box. Penalty is for tripping on McMurphy. 2 minutes in the box. Storm on the penalty kill here. They're 1-for-1 tonight. Just two penalties in this game. In a 3-0 game. First penalty of the Storm was for Tim Lappin in the first period. And now McMurphy in the box. Des Moines wins the faceoff in the Storm zone with a 2-minute power play early on in the third period. Hrabowski got to it and able to clear it. Now Tim Bonner swipes it all the way down the ice. 1:45 remaining in the Des Moines power play. 3-0 Storm, 18:32 remaining in the game. Des Moines in onside. Pass was deflected, but back onto the stick now of Roll on the right point. Nice job by Bonner. Takes it away and puts it out to neutralize. Not all the way down, however, as the defenseman Martinson keeps it on his stick and neutralize. Now moved in onside by Elser. He leaves it off, and it's deflected out of the zone by Cutler Martin. Martin gets off the ice for a line change. And now Martinson leaves it for Elser. Back in onside again. That time past Bukowski, but Lappin picks up the puck. Lappin moves it free and dumps it all the way down. 1:07 remaining in the McMurphy penalty kill for the Storm. With the puck in their own end, Martinson now for neutral ice, stopped at the line. Here come the Storm. Ivy could have skated it, but he decides to dump it all the way down. Ivy's going to go on a line change. Eli May hops on the ice for the penalty kill. 45 seconds remaining in the penalty to McMurphy. Des Moines in onside, stopped at the line again. Storm penalty kill, really doing a good job. Des Moines hasn't even been able to set up here. 30 seconds remaining in the McMurphy penalty. Des Moines in their own zone. Cockerell starting to go in neutral ice. Stopped at the line again. Cecere flips it in a neutral ice. A bouncing puck. Bonner overskated it. Cockerell puts it back in. Cecere's got it. Dumps it all the way down. Des Moines, no life on their power play right now. Just 13 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Ballou from behind his own net. Starts out. Now it's dumped in deep. Wraps around. 5 seconds remaining in the power play. Cockerell keeps it in. Kevin Kerr getting some penalty killing time. They couldn't clear the zone. Kept in at the left point. Shot towards the net. Just went wide. Really a screamer that went by Christian Fry. Didn't get a good read on it, but it went wide of the net. Now on the near side wall, Des Moines keeping it in on the right point. They move past Lappin. Shot towards the net. Bounced it down in front. Nice job in front. Blocking it down by Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the near side wall trying to get the puck back. And Volton towards the center. Bonner banks it off the far side wall. Here comes Bonner and Lappin. They're racing up the ice down the right side. Lappin tried to get a pass to Bonner. It was deflected out of the way. Teams are back at full strength. Des Moines tried to move in onside with a rush there. Ivy took it away. Now in neutral ice moving to the Des Moines zone. Ngoya with a big-time forecheck trying to take the puck away, but it gets banked around for Martinson. Martinson tried to pass to get out of his zone. Lesbrons blocked it. Now Mingoya almost intercepted that pass. And it's banked out to neutralize. Storm dump it right back in. They got a tag up. And now on the near side wall, Des Moines from behind their own net. As Martinson comes away, Martinson to neutralize, bouncing puck. And it's taken away. Here comes Des Moines. Chance in front. Shot score. The big shot there, Grasso left it off for Birkenbein. And he scores to make it 3-1. Similar recipe in this game to the last time these two teams played. And they're going to give the goal to Carty. Might have been to Birkenbein. Yeah, Birkenbein gets the goal. Assist goes to number 11, the center on that line, Patrick Grasso. 15:37 remaining in this one, 3-1 game. First goal that Christian Fry has surrendered in this game. Buccaneers with the puck now in their own zone off the faceoff to neutralize to the red line. They dump in deep. We'll see. Actually, the dump in play went out of play. So So we get a stoppage 15-24 remaining in this one. Des Moines, for the second straight game against Tri-City, will try for a third period comeback. They failed one goal short the last time they tried it. We'll see what happens in this one. It's 3-1 Tri-City, but we'll see if Des Moines can get some momentum off that play. Broken play in the storm zone, and a nice finish from the left winger, Max Birkenbein. Down low, puck was chipped towards the net. Nice job by Eli May, batting it out of thin air. Now here comes Cecere leading the rush. Cecere down the far side to Opperman. Shot gets blocked. Opperman waited a little bit, and defenseman got in position to block it. Now in onside, Des Moines throw a shot wide of the net. Eastman from behind his own zone flips it around and out of play, out of the zone. Cotton was trying to race to get it in. Troy took a bad route to the puck, and now it's back into the storm zone. Opperman plays it back to neutral. I slap it with a perfect pass out of the stick of Cotton. Cotton in onside, gets stopped, goes to the far side wall, gets thrown into the board, and now down low on the near side is Lapin. Lapin moves it to Linnell. Linnell behind the net. Linnell looking for some space, moves out in front, tried to find Cotton, went under his stick. Lukowski gets to it. Shot saved there by the goaltender, Christopoulos. And now behind the net again for Cotton. Cotton up to Lapin at the left point. Lapin over to Glukowski. Shot just goes wide and deflected out of play. 14-11 remaining in the third period. Tri-City Storm with a 3-0 lead. Des Moines gets on the board here in the third period. I don't know if I said 3-0. It's 3-1. Des Moines gets on the board in the third period. Max Birkenbein with a goal at 4:23 from Patrick Grasso. Faceoff won by Des Moines in their own zone. Now in a neutral line. And it's stopped there at the red line. Here comes Mingoya. Mingoya on the right side. Wrist shot saved by Christopoulos. Rebound. Bounces to the top of the left circle. And now here comes Wemenborn. Wemenborn was in onside. Cross-size pass. Now he's in offside. A little bit of a late whistle from the official on the linesman, Lembo. But he does stop play. Clock needed to be stopped there. A few extra seconds ticked off. 13:43 remaining in the game. Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 lead. Faceoff won by Des Moines in a neutral ice. They move it onside. Another quick shot save. Not a save, but Kerr blocked it. And the shot came there from Patrick Grasso. Now the Storm with the puck on the backboards. Cutler Martin over to Lesperance. He gets hauled down. No call coming. And it gets popped out to Martin. Martin tries to find Mingoya. Mingoya slaps it into neutral ice. Trevor Moore with some heavy forecheck, trying to get a turnover. Storm pick it up in neutral ice. And it's dumped in deep there by Mingoya. He goes off on for a line change. Long home run pass. Couldn't connect with the forward there for Des Moines. Taken back by the Storm. And now it goes right in on Christian Fry, and he hops on top for a whistle. Under 13 minutes remaining, 12:58 to be exact. Here we get a first media timeout of the third period. Shots on goal. The Storm now leading 38-26. Crucial part of this game right now because there's still a lot of time remaining. Storm only with a two-goal lead. Tri-City needs to get back on their horse with the forecheck, win some battles in neutral ice, and establish possession in the Des Moines zone. The Storm have not been able to establish much possession here in the third period. And it's important for them to do that because Des Moines continues to get chances. You do not want them to be able to claw back into this game. It's a 3-1 game. There's still a lot of time remaining. And the Storm, if they can get the next goal, it'll be a big one here in a 3-1 game at home, looking for their fifth consecutive win against the Buccaneers at the Viero Events Center. Faceoff will be to the right of Christian Fry. In the Storm zone, Tim Bonner on the draw against Joseph Gambardella. Storm have that second line out, and it's won by the Storm on the faceoff. Cecere swings it around for Linnell. It's too far in front of him. Moved out to neutralize. Linnell blocked the first pass. Now Des Moines dumps it in, and Eli May has it on his stick, but he lost it, and Des Moines picks it up. Bolton behind the net to the front. Shot was blocked in front. Nice shot by the Storm. Here come Linnell. Linnell and Vecchione. Vecchione in onside with Linnell, but he lost the puck as Linnell was coming in. Home run pass again. They couldn't connect, and it'll be an icing on the Buccaneers. Gambardella was looking near the Storm blue line. Gokowski hustled back to win the race for an icing. 3-1 the score. 12 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in this one. Storm with an offensive zone faceoff to the left of the goaltender, Christopoulos, and it's won by the Buccaneers on the faceoff. Cockerill behind the net. Big forecheck, and no penalty. Storm gets a turnover. Opperman to the front, saved by the goaltender. And the Storm there, lucky on the forecheck to come away with that turnover as the Des Moines player fell down. Now here they come, the Buccaneers. Bolton in onside with Gambardella. Down the left side, shot gets deflected into the netting. Stoppage of play with 12:03 remaining in this game. Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 lead on top of the Des Moines Buccaneers right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, your home for Storm hockey all season. Shots on goal now 39-26 in favor of Tri-City, but a lot of the shots in the third period have not been grade-A chances. A lot of shots from the outside. Storm got to get some possession in the Des Moines zone to try to get a cycle started as they win the faceoff in their own zone. Cutler Martin clears to Lappin. Lappin with a perfect pass to Bonner. Bonner sprung free with a 2-on-1 with Cotton. Bonner to Cotton. He shoots. Save made by Christopoulos. What a big save. He went down, and he got it with the pad. Cotton will get a perfect pass from Bonner, and Christopoulos made the save, keeping it 3-1. Now Des Moines with the puck in the Storm end. As it's fought for on the backboards, Lappin takes his man down. Loose puck. Cycled around. Marnell gets a big hit from Lappin. And now Bonner airs it out in a neutral ice, a bouncing puck back to the Des Moines defense. Cotton on the forecheck. Wow, Jason Cotton still looking for his first USHL goal. Thought he had it right there, but a big save by Christopoulos. Cotton now in neutral ice. Had a move and got it back to Cicero, who dumped it in. 11:10 remaining in the game. Storm with a 3-1 lead. Des Moines coming up the ice now is Elzer. Elzer in onside. Pass to the front. Nice job by Lesperon. On the back check, took it away. Now Mingoya comes to take it, and here comes Lesperon. Lesperon skates it out of the zone of neutral ice, gets to the blue line, dumps in deep. Off the near side wall, took a weird bounce to Mingoya. Mingoya down low, chance in front, and just put it wide. Lesperon's had an opportunity, just put it wide. Now down low, bouncing puck by the right point, and Des Moines able to take it out. Mingoya almost tripped up his man, no call coming. Now Moore to the net, Moore backhand shot. Went off the side of the net. Nice job by Moore to lift that puck on the backhand. Now here comes Des Moines. In onside. The dump in play goes off the backboards. Wemmenborn to the middle. Shot gets deflected. Another chance in front. Storm batted away. Kept in at the right point by Wemmenborn. Wemmenborn with a move to get past Trevor Moore. Down low to the center. Pass was deflected up into the air. Here comes Tim Bonner down the left side. Bonner dumps it in behind the red line. He gets sealed off nicely by a Des Moines player. Icing waved off. Under 10 minutes remaining in this one. Storm with a 3-1 lead on the forecheck. They get the turnover. Linnell Lavecchione's shot was blocked. Now Bonner had it for a second, but it's taken away by Ballou. Ballou in the far side wall gets taken over by Bonner. Bonner to the center, and nobody on the other side of it. Kevin Kerr going to retreat for the Storm. 9:36 remaining in the game. Tri-City with the 3-1 lead. Now, the pass is redirected all the way down by Linnell. Gets it in deep to the near side corner. Taken away by the Storm. Lappin in that near side corner. Couple Des Moines players on him. He's fighting for the puck. Storm players come in to help him out. Opperman works it down low. Lappin still with the puck. Lappin, cross-ice pass intercepted by Birkenbein. He passes it out over to Carty. Carty in down the right side at the top of the circle. Down low. Wraparound opportunity. Fry's there. Makes the save. Rebound pops in front. Another shot gets blocked and deflected into the corner. Nice job by the Storm. And Christian Fry made a good save there. 8:52 remaining in the game. Another chance for Birkenbein. Down low on the goal line. Gets hit by McMurphy. Comes away with the puck. Rebound goes to Cockerill. Cockerill keeps it in down low. Birkenbein. Des Moines with a good shift here. 8:35 remaining in the game. Puck comes down to the far side. Eli May lowers the shoulder. Nice job by Eli May there. And Cutler, Martin came away with it. Now it's the Steer who banks it over to Opperman. Opperman in neutral ice trying to get around a man. He gets sealed off. Nice job by Opperman, though, to stay with the play. 8:19 remaining in this game. A little forecheck here, and the Storm turn it over. Here comes Trevor Moore, back in onside. Moore with a wrist shot just goes wide. Lesperance now on the far side wall. Over to Moore. Down low to Opperman. Opperman. Still with the puck, leaves it off for Trevor Moore. Moore in the near side corner now. Down low, Lesperance. Lesperance to the net. Shot saved. Rebound. Dove for by Glukowski. Storm got to get back. Moore is playing defense now for Glukowski. Two on two. Lesperance gets back. Quick shot was blocked by Hrabowski there. Nice job by Johnny Hrabowski and the Des Moines player who took that one. Fan on the shot. 7:40 remaining in the game. Storm with a 3-1 lead right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Des Moines with the puck now in neutral ice. They put it in. Kevin Kerr seeing some late game action here for the Storm on defense. Had the puck, tried an outlet pass that went well ahead of Trevor Mingoia, and it goes down for an icing on Tri-City. Storm now are shaking up the lines a little bit, as I believe they're trying to get, they're in the midst of a change, I think, and they won't be able to finish it. Here as the icing is whistled, it's Kevin Kerr on with Cutler Martin on defense, and then Lesperance is the center with Mingoia and Linnell. Face-off to the right of Christian Fry in the Storm zone. 7:23 remaining in this one. Storm get to it off the draw. Lesperance to Mingoia. Now Linnell. Linnell on the left side. Shot towards the net. Saved by the goaltender Christopoulos, and he holds on. Nice job by Linnell right there. Recognizing the Storm needed a change. Just threw the puck at the net. You never know what can happen. There's a whistle. Storm get an offensive zone face-off. And now the Storm will throw on their third line, Lappin, McMurphy, and Eastman. They keep their defensive pairing the same. Kevin Kerr with Cutler Martin. Face-off to the right of Christopoulos. 7:14 remaining in the game. Storm with a 3-1 lead. McMurphy on the draw here. And he's won it. Thought he had won it. But a nice job there by Carty. Got to it. At the red line now. In onside. Storm gets to the puck. And now Eastman. Nice job avoiding a hit. He gets taken down. And it's a penalty. Penalty to Des Moines. Maybe not the best call, but Eastman did fall down, leaving his own zone. James Roll not happy after the call. It's the Storm's second Century 21 power play of the night. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Crucial part of this game right now. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead. They also have a 2-minute Century 21 power play. If they can get a goal, they will take a 3-goal advantage late in this game and really take control of this game. The big thing for the Storm, you have to be aware of shorthanded rushes. Des Moines right now is eager to get back in this game. They need a goal. They're going to be taking chances. They're going to be doing everything they can to generate a shorthanded rush. The Storm need to be smart with their power play. Take some chances, but be smart and don't allow any shorthanded opportunities. They're 1-for-1 on the power play here tonight. The goal for Tim Bonner, and Linnell took the draw here for the Storm. He lost it back to Martinson, and now it's cleared all the way down by Des Moines. 6 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in this game. 1:50 left, and now Christian Fry gets taken out. Cecere had it behind the net. Fry went down. A Des Moines player ran into him. The net came off, and we will see if this will be a 5-on-3, or they may call a penalty to Des Moines. Officials discussing it. There was no Storm player there. Fry gets taken out. The net comes off. May have been an accident, but we'll see if they call. They will not call anything. Des Moines lucky that they didn't call a goaltender interference there, as Fry was taken out of the play. I'm watching a replay here. Fry just left it for Glukowski, and all of a sudden, a Des Moines player just cuts him out. How is that not an interference? I don't know. Officials are saying he didn't mean to do it, but either way, whether you mean to do it or not, is not what the call is, and Des Moines dodges the bolt there. It would have been a 5-on-3 for the Storm. They move the faceoff to neutral ice, and Des Moines wins it, dumping it in deep. 6:35 remaining in the game. Cecere. Cross-ice pass to Glukowski. Pass the red line, now in onside on the right side. Shot was blocked and out of play into the netting. Storm will have an offensive face-off when they resume play. 6:26 remaining in this game. 1:29 remaining in the penalty. which went to James Roll, for tripping. Storm with the puck now. Sisir to Glukowski. Shot save in front. Rebound was loose. Trevor Moore gets to it. Moore holds on the right circle. Try to pass in front. It was blocked by Cockerill. Try to clearing attempt. Moore stripped him of the puck. Back in on the goaltender, Christopoulos. Bouncing puck at the right point. Kept in. Moore leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski to Sisir on the left point. Sisir down low to the left circle to Vecchione. Back up to Sisir on the left point. Sisir shot. Deflection just went wide by Linnell. Now Vecchione. Sisir to Glukowski at the right point. Trevor Moore off his skate. And his pass gets deflected, taken away by Des Moines. They clear it all the way down. 45 seconds remaining in the Storm Century 21 power play. 5:35 remaining in the game. Sisir from behind his own net. Long home run pass for Lapin. He's in onside with Lesperance. Lesperance wrist shot saved by Christopoulos. Nice blocker save by Billy Christopoulos. Lesperance wasted no time taking the quick wrist shot. Storm now up to 45 shots on goal. A lot of shots for the Storm here on Christopoulos. He's been able to make 42 saves on 45 shots. 30 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. Bonner on the draw. He wins it to Lesperance. Now Hrabowski, touch pass to Mingoya on the left point. Mingoya to the center. Back to Hrabowski. Hrabowski to Mingoya. Down low for Bonner on the right circle. Bonner, who scored the one power play goal of the Storm half tonight. Mingoya shot. Deflection just went wide. Hrabowski keeps it in. 13 seconds remaining on the power play. Bonner at the right point now, towards the net. Deflection over to Mingoya, shot off the side of the net. Mingoya with 5 seconds left in the power play. On the near side wall, keeping the puck on a stick. Down low, trying to find Lesperance, lost the puck, and now we're at full strength. Under 5 minutes remaining in the game, Cutler-Martin with the puck in neutral ice. He banks it on the near side. Lesperance gets to it, dumps it in off the far side corner. Right to Christopoulos. He left it to a Des Moines player, but Bonner was there on the forecheck trying to force a turnover. He gets it to Lapin. Lapin towards the net. Eastman with a deflection just wide. Eastman with a nice job of the stick work to get his stick on that puck. Now Lapin off the far side wall. Shot saved by Christopoulos. Rebound, he covers up. And after the play, Roll goes right after Lapin. Lapin stands his ground. 4 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the game. Storm with a 3-1 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers, looking to get their fifth consecutive win, faceoff will be to the left of Christopoulos, faceoff shot off the draw, and it goes wide, McMurphy clears it around. Now out of the zone for Des Moines. Des Moines moves in onside. And they have it in the far side corner now. Kevin Kerr picks it up for the Storm. A quick shot on Fry. Rebound loose in front. Fry makes 3 saves. A penalty is going to be called on the Storm. Another shot. Fry makes a save. And now Kevin Kerr touches up. The Storm will be going on a penalty kill. When we get to resume play, as they're going to call a penalty. Penalty to Eastman, 2 minutes. For cross-checking is the penalty. Kyle Eastman for cross-checking. Storm have a 3-1 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. 3:56 remaining in this game. Bonner on the draw here with Grasso. Big power play here for Des Moines as they trail by 2 goals with under 4 minutes left to play. They win the draw. Cross-ice pass. Quick shot. Gets blocked by Vecchione. And now it's on the right point. It's Velu. Down low to Wemmenborn. Finds Velu at the left point. Now back over to Martinson. Martinson on the right point. Down low to Roll. And a quick shot from Wemmenborn. What a save by Christian Fry. Flashing the leather was Fry. And he stops play with 3:29 remaining in this game. 1:34 remains on the Eastman penalty. Storm of a 3-1 lead. Trying to kill off a Des Moines power play late in this game. Bouncing puck off the draw. McMurphy was tied up, couldn't get to it. Kept in at the right point there by Martinson. Down low to Wemenborg. Deflection Fry had a B there with the stick. Didn't see where it was. It went off the stick to the near side corner. Kept in by Martinson at the right point. Martinson, he has heavy pressure. Gets it back to Grasso. Now down low to Elser. Elser at the top of the right circle. Finds Martinson back to Elser. 108 remaining in the power play. Shot by Martinson. Blocked in front by Cecere. Elser keeps it in at the right point. Goes down low to Grasso. Back to Elser. Elser up top to Martinson. Martinson cross-ice pass to Velu. Shot well wide of the net. Back over to the near side wall. Now Martinson on the right point. Martinson fakes on a shot to Elser at the top of the right circle. Fans on a pass. Got it back to Martinson. Down low to Velu. Back to Martinson. Now Velu at the top of the left circle. Fakes on a shot. Gets one wide of the net. Picked back up by Des Moines. 35 seconds left in the power play. Chance in front. Loose puck. Couple players fighting for it. Storm come away with it. Lappin. He'll race it up the ice. Bank it in deep. Go right and Ashley get it. He banks it off the goaltender, Christopoulos. Wow. Tim Lappin with some big speed. And then he finishes a hit on a Des Moines player. He'll go off and get a change. Here as Des Moines brings it back in with 10 seconds remaining on their power play. Down low. Gambardella below the goal line. Gets a hit from Eli May. Nong Lambert. Now to the top to roll. 2 seconds left in the power play. Quick shot. It's loose in front. Fry finds it and hops on top. 1:54 remain in the game. The Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Faceoff will be in the Storm zone now. To the right of Christian Fry. Faceoff won by the Storm as they move forward. It's L'Esperance. L'Esperance dumps it deep. Would be an icing. More racing for it. And they wave off the icing. Cockerill got to it. Clears it around the near side wall. Eli May at the left point. Chance in front of deflection. Moore had the deflection. Saved by Christopoulos. Rebound score! It's Trevor Moore! Makes it 4-1 Storm. In control of the game with 1:34 remaining. Trevor Moore got his own rebound off a shot and picked up the goal for Moore, his 11th goal of the season. He now leads the team, breaking a tie with him and Ward, who's been out with an injury for 2 games. Down low, the puck was cleared around and kept in at the left point. It went down low. Trevor Moore had a deflection. The shot was saved. The rebound picked up by Moore. And he scores. Trevor Moore banks it in off of the goaltender, Christopoulos, and gets his 11th goal of the season. The Storm with a 4-1 lead. That one will seal it here tonight. Just 1:15 left in this one. Fry out of his net. Plays it around the near side boards. And now here comes Opperman in neutral ice. Opperman left it for Cotton, who overskated it. Des Moines dumps it back in, but not deep, and Cutler Martin has it. 1 minute remaining in the game. The Tri-City Storm are positioned to come away with their 5th consecutive victory here at home against Des Moines. But a big chance for Des Moines, blocked in front by Kevin Kerr, who gets some more ice time late in this one. And Cotton finds Cutler Martin. Martin banks it off the near side boards for Opperman. Opperman with Eastman in onside. Opperman to the center. Shot saved. Christopoulos. Eastman overskated the rebound. Christopoulos down in the net. McMurphy with another shot save. Grabowski to Glukowski. Back to Grabowski. Grabowski down low as the Storm are running off the time here. Opperman threw a shot in front. Christopoulos made the save. Rebound got cleared to neutral ice. Long puck rolling on Grabowski into his own zone. Nice job steering it into the corner. 15 seconds left in the game. Glukowski airs it out. It bounces into neutral ice. Opperman with a chance for a breakaway. 10 seconds left. Opperman shoots and scores! Brent Opperman seals the deal with 7 seconds left in the game. And the Storm get some insult to injury here. They'll win this one 5-1. Brent Opperman, second of the season on a breakaway. Assist there for the Storm going to Kevin Kerr. I think it's going to be his first USHL point as Brent Opperman found some space, and he knew what to do with it on the breakaway. Put it low left corner of the net. His second goal of the season. A 5-1 lead for the Tri-City Storm And everyone's on their feet here at the Viero Event Center as the final seconds tick down. It'll go down as a 5-1 win for the Storm. And they'll rush off their bench to congratulate their goaltender, Christian Fry, on his first win of the season against his former team, the Des Moines Buccaneers. A great night here for the Storm. They get all three wins this week at the Viero Event Center. They'll have a 5-game winning streak to think about for the next week before they head to Fargo on Friday night for a 2-game series with the Force. Storm will salute their fans here at Center Ice. 3 consecutive home victories for Tri-City. This one over Des Moines, 5-1. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with the big wrap-up here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only a dollar for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Hey Storm fans! A cost-effective and completely customizable ticket package has finally arrived with the Tri-City Storm's My Plan ticket package. You can reserve your seats for 6, 8, or even 10 home games at a discounted price. The more you buy, the more you save! Stretch your dollar to the max by visiting stormhockey.com for the My Plan ticket form. Or call the box office 308-338-8011 to reserve your plan today. The My Plan ticket package. It's a perfect plan for the busy Storm fan.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Tri-City Storm with a 5-1 victory over the Des Moines Buccaneers here tonight. Their fifth consecutive win. They move, they stay in fourth place in the standings here in the USHL, defeating Des Moines for the second time this season. Final score 5-1 in favor of the Storm. 52 shots on goal for Tri-City tonight. 52. Unbelievable how many shots the Tri-City Storm had. 17 in the third period, 16 in the second, 19 in the first. And the Storm got 5 goals from 5 different guys. Glukowski started off with 5 seconds left in the first period. Nolan Glukowski from Jared Linnell and Mike Vecchione started things off and gave the Storm some momentum before the second period. In the second, the Storm opened up the lead, getting goals from Tim Bonner on the power play, from Trevor Mingoya and Johnny Roboski at 7:22. Another one from Joel L'Esperance, from Mingoya and Roboski at 9:19 of the second period. So Mingoya and Roboski each with two assists. Then in the third period, Max Birkenbein cut it to 3-1 with a goal from Patrick Grasso at 4:23. However, later in the period, the Storm opened it up late. Trevor Moore gets his 11th goal of the season unassisted at 18:26 of the third period. And then Grant Opperman in garbage time picks up one for himself, his second goal of the season at 19:53 of the third period. Just a few penalties here in this game. Storm went 1-for-2 on the Century 21 power play. Des Moines 0-for-3 with the man advantage. And Tri-City doing a good job at all up their power play percentage here, as that's been something they've been slacking on, but they converted on special teams. Held Des Moines off the scoreboard on the power play, and they got one power play goal for themselves. In net, Christian Fry picks up his first win of the season. He made 32 saves on 33 shots. Billy Christopoulos made 47 saves on 52 shots in a losing effort here for Des Moines. Christopoulos had a lot of shots coming his way, that's for sure. And the Storm pounded it on late in the game with those two extra goals from Trevor Moore and Grant Opperman. Three stars of the game here presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three stars all belong to members of the Storm here tonight. Third star goes to Christian Fry. Didn't have the best numbers coming in, didn't have any wins coming in, but he got the start here from head coach Josh Howji and made it count, getting his first win of the season, making 32 stops on 33 shots. Second star of the game also for the Tri-City Storm, defenseman Johnny Roboski. Second star of the game, Roboski picks up two assists and a great job defensively for the Storm. Helped out on the power play and made a couple great sure-handed plays on defense. Johnny Roboski with the second star of the night. First star of the night, center, second line for the Tri-City Storm, Tim Bonner. Bonner scored his fourth goal of the season, and it turns out to be the game winner on the power play. Storm desperately needed some power play help coming in, and Tim Bonner gave it to him, getting the power play goal in the second period, and he'll take the first star of the game here tonight. The Dent Popper, grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the grinder of the night here, also for the Storm, Mike Vecchione, native of Saugus, Massachusetts. Vecchione picks up an assist on the Nolan Glukowski goal in the first period and had a great all-around game playing with Jared Linnell and Tim Bonner. Congratulations to Mike Vecchione, who is named the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night for his performance here tonight.
The thing that brings me back to
over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Tri-City Storm have won five games in a row, and they're going to look to continue that streak next week in Fargo when they take on the Force in a two-game series. Games will be on Friday and Saturday night. We have one more break for you here in the Old Chicago postgame show. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howji, after a fifth consecutive win. Sure, Josh will have some great things to say about his team in the Old Chicago postgame show. We may also hear from Storm center Joel L'Esperance, who picked up his first goal of the season tonight in a Tri-City Storm win. Final score 5-2. Take one break here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The thing that brings me back to Old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back inside the Viero Event Center, where the Tri-City Storm have defeated their opponent, the Des Moines Buccaneers, here tonight by a score of 5-1. Right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffern with you on the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And we'll talk to the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, in just a few moments. Right now, let's take a quick look at the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. A lot of games just about ending here in the USHL. Muskegon defeated the Green Bay Gamblers 1-0 in overtime. Youngstown defeated Team USA for the second straight night, 3-0. Indiana and Chicago have just started overtime. 4-4 is the score there in Chicago between the ice and the steel. Waterloo with a comfortable 6-3 lead on the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders with 7:22 remaining in that one. Waterloo on the road in Cedar Rapids with a 6-3 lead. Dubuque with a big late-game rush wins 7-3 over Lincoln. Lincoln has been struggling lately. They've had some problems finishing off games in Dubuque tonight. They dropped this one 7-3. Sioux City and Omaha are in overtime. Omaha with a lot of shootout experience. And they've won three. Their last three wins have all been in a shootout. They'll face the Sioux City Musketeers, but they're in overtime here. It's 4-4. Same score as Indiana and Chicago in overtime. Sioux Falls and Fargo are 2-2. With 35 seconds remaining in the game, that one looks like it's also headed to overtime in the Dubuque game, defeating Lincoln 7-3. Dubuque, actually, in the third period, was tied. It was tied 3-3. Lincoln tied it up with a shorthanded goal by Brent Wold, 7 minutes and 15 seconds into the third period, tying the game at 3. However, Dubuque got 4 consecutive goals. Frank DiChiara, Peter Quenville, Mike Smatula, and Keegan Ford. Those 4 goals made it 7-3. One of them was an empty netter for Smatula, his second of the game. And then Keegan Ford scored in garbage time there with 5 seconds remaining from John Stevens. Dubuque with a 7-3 victory over the Lincoln Stars here tonight. That one was at the Mystique Ice Arena in Dubuque. Right here, the Storm defeated the Buccaneers by a final score of 5-1. Once again, to recap the goals here, getting their second win over the Buccaneers in as many games. Tri-City Storm 5-1. They got their first goal late in the first period from Nolan Glukowski. His second goal of the season from Linnell and Vecchione at 19:55. Second goal for the Storm was scored at 7:22 of the second period on the power play by Tim Bonner from Trevor Mingoya and Johnny Raboski. Third goal for the Storm a couple minutes later at 9 minutes and 19 seconds of the second period, Joel Esperon. His first career USHL goal from Trevor Mingoya and Johnny Raboski. For Des Moines, they won their one goal by Max Birkenbein from Patrick Grasso and Eric Martinson at 4:23 of the third period. Trevor Moore made it 4-1 and put this game out of reach for Des Moines late in the third period with a goal assisted by Eli May at 18:26 of the third period. For Moore, it was his 11th goal of the season. He's going to move up in the USHL goal-scoring leaders, and he's been very successful here this season. Trevor Moore got that one from Eli May, and Grant Opperman scored the fifth goal of the night for the Storm from Nolan Glukowski and Johnny Raboski at 19:53 of the third period. Now, a quick update here. The fans have been voting for the No Shave November contest all this month in November, and each player had a bucket that fans could donate to, and the player that got the most money donated in their name would shave their head here tonight in the name of Cancer Research for supporting Relay for Life. And a couple different, they've made it suspenseful here on the Storm stage. Relay for Life sponsoring this. Heikki Liedes is on the stage. They haven't decided which player was going to shave his head there. They're going to announce this and make it pretty suspenseful. Bunch of Storm players in the running. Few of them on the stage. Heikki Liedes, Garrett Cecere is a dark horse here. I've heard Garrett Cecere had a big run of things lately. And there will be a post-game skate here for all the fans. The Storm players are on the ice here. They are excited to see who will have to shave their head as we welcome in Storm forward into the broadcast, Joel Esperance, who scored his first career USHL goal tonight in a 5-1 win over the Des Moines Buccaneers. Joel, how does it feel to get that first goal? I know it's been a little while and you were hoping for it, but you got it tonight.
It feels really good. It's been a while since I got one in the net. Feels good to get one.
Was a little bit of a monkey off your back there?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You guys have won 5 games in a row now. Talk about what's going right for you guys.
We're just working hard, doing everything right, doing the little things right, battling hard and doing everything right. So,
you get moved up here tonight playing with Trevor Moore and Trevor Mingoya after your captain Brian Ward goes down with an injury. Talk about what it's like to play with those guys.
It's great. They're really two really skilled players. It really helped me get that goal. So I enjoyed playing with them. It really helped me out.
And your goaltender, Christian Fry, picked up his first win of the season tonight. He has been a little bit struggling. You guys played really well in front of him here tonight, able to get him the win. Was that a big key for you guys to try to get him his first one tonight?
Yeah. He played outstanding, too. He really helped us a couple times, and he played real good. And we felt good with having him in the net. So,
second time you guys have faced Des Moines, anything you're able to pick up here the second time, now that you've seen him once, a little bit more comfortable facing his team?
They're a good team. They're a good team. They battle hard, but we just outworked them both times we played them so far. So
the winner of this no shave contest looks like Garrett Cecere, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably gonna start crying. He's not too happy with that.
I think it was a surprise for him. I don't think.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He thought he was in the running at all.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking he was gonna get it, but.
Now, you guys in the locker room, I know you've collected a bunch of money from fines and stuff. Did you guys put that into the pot?
They were thinking about it, but I don't think they ever put it in there.
All right, so it was just it was all the fans,
Yeah, it was
huh?
all the fans, so.
All right, well, congratulations to Garrett Cecere in the name of Cancer Research and Relay for Life. She has to shave his head here on the Storm stage, but also congratulations to Joel Esperance scoring your first career goal here in the USHL. And we look to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Now we're going to switch things over, and we will talk to the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, after his team defeats the Des Moines Buccaneers. And, Coach, I know you were thinking about committing some money into the pot there. Did you have anything to do with Garrett Sestier winning here tonight?
You know what? I did not. I know that his parents might have had a little part in it, so they must not have liked the long hair.
Well, I think he's going to want to leave the mustache, at least, until the end of the month. I know he was pretty proud of the mustache, but you got Captain Brian Ward now really torturing him with the razor. Obviously, a feel-good win here for the Storm, and you get to have everybody on the stage after shaving Garrett Sestier's head.
No question. Goes to a great, great cause, though, so we're really excited to be a part of it. No, there's the first buzz. You know what? I think it's a good look. So I mean,
yeah, you're someone who's supporting the shaved head look here. Although haven't shaved in a little while, as your team's been on a 5-game winning streak. A little superstitious.
You know what? The face is hurting, and but not shaving. And you know, as long as we keep winning, I'll keep growing it. So.
Well, the Storm have won 5 games in a row. They get a 5-1 win. They get 52 shots on net here tonight against Des Moines. Obviously an indication that your team did well with possession and threw everything towards the net here on the goaltender, Billy Christopoulos.
Yeah, you know, last weekend when we faced him, we knew he's a very talented goaltender, so we wanted to get pucks and bodies to the net. So basically any time we got a good opportunity, we were throwing it on net. And, you know, when you get pucks to the net, good things usually happen, and they did tonight for us.
Your team has won 5 in a row. We've talked about what's been going right. Here from the start, it seemed like right away, they did a good job. They were able to get a lot of possession. The forecheck was working, and you got a goal. 5 seconds left in that first period by Nolan Gulkowski. Is he even in that position if there's not 5 seconds left? Do you feel like he recognized that it was late in the period and kind of pinched in there?
Yeah, you know what? I got to give a lot of credit to Coach Fink there, too. He's yelling from the bench to go, and great play. Getting up in the play, we talk to our D about it all the time, but usually in better spots than that, it might not have been the best time to do it, but since there was 10 seconds left in the period, that's a great time, and it paid off for us. So a lot of credit to Nolan for doing it, and a lot of credit to Coach Fink for recognizing and being vocal from the bench.
And you get that goal, how much different is your outlook once you go into the locker room scoring a goal so late like that?
Yeah, it's difficult for any team to respond anytime you score a goal at the end of a period, and we use it as a little motivation. You know, we had 19 shots on net in the first, and if you come out of there without a goal, it might have been a little frustrating, and guys could have doubted themselves a little bit because we have had trouble scoring goals this year.
Your goaltender, Christian Fry, tonight, he obviously had struggled a little bit early on in the season, but he picked up his first win of the season. Talk about how he played tonight.
Yeah, we're not in that game if it's not for Christian. He kept us in it, and he bailed us out at times when we, you know, had some bad letdowns, which, you know, tonight, as much as we were as good as we were offensively, I felt like we made some mistakes jumping in the play, and, you know, we were poking and going instead of going through guys. And it was a little frustrating as a coach in this one, because the guys see that there's 4 goals. You know, they want to get that 5th one. They really want to try to extend the lead, and they take some shortcuts.
Your team here tonight with a 5-1 victory. We talked about special teams before this game. You guys are able to go perfect on the penalty kill, and you score a power play goal. Talk about the special teams play tonight.
We needed a night like this. Our special teams haven't been very good, and you know, we definitely have been working on them, and we feel like we have, you know, the right guys in right places, and good for them to get rewarded tonight. And you know, penalty kill deserves a lot of credit. The guys did a great job buying in there, and our best penalty killer was our goaltender.
You put Joel Lesperance up with Trevor Moore and Trevor Mingoy tonight, giving him a chance. He's kind of, the centers have been bouncing around a little bit, trying to find him a home after Brian Ward went down, and he ends up getting his first goal there. Trevor Mingoya takes that shot, and Lesperance finds that rebound. I think that's a bit of a confidence booster for him here tonight.
Yeah, he needed that. You know, he's been getting some good opportunities, and he feels like he's a little snake bit. So for him to get that first one, big monkey off his back, and he can really, you know, focus on just being the player that he is.
Tri-City head coach Josh Howgy joining us here in the Old Chicago postgame show, and Garrett Sestier just getting everything shaved off of his head. The team just sitting on the ice, absolutely enjoying this. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk about this, because he's going to wonder who put all that money into his name on the last night of the promotion, because he wasn't looking like he was going to win.
Yeah, he wasn't even really in the mix before today, so he'll have some investigation work to do here, and I'm sure he'll figure out pretty quick that his parents might have been behind it.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us here in the postgame show, and your team coming out with the 5-1 victory. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Storm with a 5-1 victory over the Des Moines Buccaneers here tonight. Run their winning streak to 5 in a row, 3 in a row at home, all 3 this week. Tri-City is on a roll. They're in fourth place in the USHL's Western Conference, and they go over 500 for the first time this season. That'll be it for us here on The Breeze. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll be back with you next Friday night when the Storm take on the Fargo Force. The first, it'll be a last game of November, November 30th, against Fargo at 7:35 p.m. in Fargo on the road. I will be there with all the action right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze. Want to give thanks to everybody who helped me get on the air tonight. Want to give a thanks to John back in studio for pushing all the buttons and helping me engineer this game back in Hastings and on The Breeze. Want to thank everybody who helped us out officially scoring the game. And Tri-City Storm come away with a 5-1 victory. We'll talk to you next Friday night. Until then, have a great night, everybody.